And what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yole football is on the air.
Wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play. A scramble for it, and the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeomen in business.
Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith going
there
right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeomen football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderle Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buchholz State Bank in Cameron, Buchholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Rockin' Our Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Lebel Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
Well, it is a cool, clear night in Troy, Texas, and we are in the midst of a sea of maroon. This is Cameron Yeomen football. Welcome to Trojan Stadium in Troy, where the Cameron Yeomen take on the Troy Trojans. Of course, Troy, their traditional maroon and white, and the Cameron Yeomen maroon and gray, but there'll be a lot of maroon and white on the field tonight. The Cameron Yeomen coming off of a really high-octane loss last week. Coach Ed Colley alongside. Coach, tell us what you think that might play in tonight's game. I mean, you hope it doesn't, but you're coming off a high emotional game last week. You got to get back to business now.
Well, I think the coaches will probably have handled that real well, Joe. Telling them, you know, that game was last week. It was over when it was over, and that's it. It hurts, but now we're the rest of our games decide what place we go into the playoffs, and so we've got to concentrate on the next ones. One loss doesn't do anything to us except probably maybe keep us out of first place. So I think the kids will respond because they realize now that they can't afford another one. They could probably get beat one more and still make the playoffs, but they don't even want to think about that, not in Cameron, Texas.
Yeah, the Cameron Yeomen are coming into this game an unusual 2-4 record on the year. Of course, strength of schedule has a whole lot to do with that, but the Troy Trojans are 4-2 on the season, and, Coach, they've been playing pretty good as well.
The danger of this is the fact that, you know, when you're 4-2, you start thinking that you're pretty dad blame good. And then if you get a break or two, you start playing like you're real good. And so the Cameron Yeomen are going to have to come into this ball game and make sure they don't give them anything. We're going against a wing tee offense that, there's 40 seconds on the play clock, and they're going to use up 38 of those before they snap the ball, which means that they want to keep the ball.
Yeah, and that's a little unusual with a wing tee that's traditionally a rapid-fire, get-as-many-snaps-in-as-you-can type team.
Well, it is, but they realize they don't have the speed and so forth out there or the passing game, and so they're going to try to eat up as much of the clock and score at the same time. The difference is if they get a penalty, it's harder on them than it is a Cameron Yeomen because the Cameron Yeomen throw the football and run the football pretty good. So it'll be a contest of whether or not they can control the ball and keep our offense on the sideline or whether or not when we get the ball we can go down and use our speed and get in the end zone.
Exactly. Well, it's a cool, clear night, as we mentioned, here in Troy, Texas. Cold front is coming in later tonight, but it has not arrived, and we are at very pleasant playing conditions here as the winds are probably light and southerly. This field lies north and south here in Troy, adjacent to Interstate 35 and Big Texas Tech type double T in the middle of the field on this natural turf field. Do you think the transition from artificial to natural is going to affect the Yeoman any?
No, I don't think so at all. I think the ball won't bounce quite as much as it did on the artificial turf. But as far as the footing, I saw the field before the ball game. As far as the footing goes and everything, no, it's not. If I was a wing tee football team, I'd much rather be playing on grass than I would artificial turf.
Well, it is about 80 degrees here in Troy, and the temperature will gradually fall a little bit toward kickoff, but not much, as it's just a very pleasant night for high school football in Central Texas. The Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans going at each other in a District 10 3A Division 1 bout here in Troy tonight. Coming up in our pregame show, we'll have our kickoff live. Our coin toss live from midfield. We'll have the national anthem, our starting lineups, and all more coming up in just a moment. When we return in 30 seconds, we will hear from Coach Rick Rhodes about the fight in the Cameron Yeoman as they showed in the last two games. And then we'll get on to a scouting report with the Troy Trojans. All coming up in a moment. You're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development in Cameron. Okay, so one of those bargain home improvement workers hurt himself on the job. Who pays? You do. Because his low prices don't include insurance for problems like that. So you think you got a bargain? Wrong answer. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. Remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. Call us first. We're EBCO Development. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
All right, welcome back. As they just introduced the Yo High School Marching Band with tonight's school song, and the band is not situated in the stands yet.
They're not even half of them off the bus.
No, so that'll be quite a bit of a delay. Let's talk about what we went into the break talking about. Coach Rick Rhodes talked about, you know, Coach, we never gave up against Refugio, although it looked bleak there for a while, but we had a chance. We gave ourselves a chance last week against Rockdale with a quick score and an onside kick, and we're driving again. Coach Rick Rhodes talked about the fight of the Yeoman.
That's the thing, you know. I that's the thing I'm proud of about these kids is that they, you know, not one time this year when we've gotten down have they kind of just, you know, folded their tents and quit. And that says a lot about, you know, the character of this football team and the character of those young men. You know, just unfortunately right now the situation is such that we're just not making the plays that we need to win the ball game. And that's, you know, that's just the bottom line, and that's something that we've got to get fixed if we are going to go through district and win the rest of our district ball games. You know, exactly what I told y'all on the radio, the effort's there. It's not that the effort's not there, you know, the effort's there. We just got to have somebody, you know, step up and make a play that makes a difference in the ball game. And in every ball game, you know, as long as I've been coaching, I heard this years and years ago, and it's certainly true. In every ball game, there's going to be four or five plays that really make the difference in the ball game. And right now, you know, we're just not making those plays. And for us to make, you know, to get on, you know, get over the hump, we've got to start making those plays.
And Coach, you know, you see that in past history with the Yeoman when we were making those plays. We were winning those close games, and of course, this year we just haven't gotten over that hump yet.
Well, experience has a lot to do with that. When you're used to, and when you have veterans out there, lots of seniors and so forth, they've been through those circumstances and those dilemmas and what have you. They're used to it and coming back. But when you're as young as we are, this is. It's a new experience to them, and there's a world of difference between JV and freshman and varsity football. And we, like Coach Rhodes said, we've had some opportunities. We just haven't been able to convert them. But as far as the effort and the hustle and the fight, it's still there, and you're going to see it here tonight.
And eventually that will lead to victories.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a scouting report on the Troy Trojans. First, about their offense. Here's Coach Rhodes.
You know, they're a slot T team, and they run the slot T very, very well. They may break out of it a little bit more under the new head coach, under Ronnie Porter. But for the most part, they're still a slot T team. They're still a team that wants to run the football and you know, beat you at the line of scrimmage.
Who do you need to be aware of on defense?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of guys that are really good on their offense. The big guy, I think the guy that everybody, you know, has their eye on is their big running back. Number 99, Kobe Herring. Kobe is, 6'2", 230, you know, runs the ball very, very well. He's a two-way starter for him, plays outside linebacker as well. And then their fullback is very good. Number 7, Bailey Gines, is a very good runner as well. They've got a big offensive tackle in Padgett, number 74, that opens up big holes for Herring and Gines. So they're a smash mouth football team, and the guy right behind the smash mouth is number 99, Kobe Herring.
All right, there's a scouting report on the Troy offense. Now let's get one on the Troy defense.
Well, they don't give up big plays. They play very sound, solid defense, very sound technique. Very, 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 very well coached defense, and very similar to our defense. You know, the scheme is the same. It's a 3-4 defense like we run. Every once in a while, they will go to a 4-man front and run a 4-2 defense. But I think their base is a 3-2. I think that is what we will see the majority of the night tonight. But they run to the ball well, and tackle well, and don't give up big plays. I think our biggest question mark is. You know, what front they're going to be in. They're either going to be in a 3-2 front or what we call a 4-2 front. And I think the majority of the time and when they've played teams like us, spread teams, they've been in a 3-2. But as they played, you know, I was talking to our coaches this morning, all the way up from the 7th grade on up, they ran a 4-2 against us, you know. So that's, you know, that's kind of our big question right now is are they going to put 4, you know, which when they do, when they go to a 4-2, they put another man in the box. Which is something that they could very well do. You know, we talked about how Trayon is really kind of coming on and being a bigger part of our offense, and they may try to do that to stop our running game. If they do that, then, we certainly have to be able to throw the ball and take advantage of what they give us.
All right, that's kind of what we've done under the Rick Rhodes regime all along. You just kind of take what they'll give you. If the running game is shut down, they've got an extra guy on the running team, you go to the air.
Absolutely. How many people they put in that box? He's talking about a box that's 5 yards deep and from tackle to tackle. And if they start putting, if they don't put but 6 people in there, we're going to, 5 or 6, we're going to run the football. If they start bringing another one, we're going to definitely go to throwing the ball all the time. So, really, they have prepared. I love Coach Rhodes, and he sounds just like all of the rest of us coaches, but we don't know what they're going to do. But I'll guarantee you that they have planned and gotten ready for both of those defenses.
Cameron Yeoman of the Troy Trojans, about 8 minutes away from kickoff here. We've got our starting lineups coming up after the coin toss live from midfield. Right now, we'll take a quick break and be back with more of our pregame show. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds and Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
Welcome back to Trojan Stadium in Troy, Texas. Injury-wise, the Cameron Yeoman are fairly healthy. Jacob Smitherman, the starting free safety, is out probably for a week or two. And with a shoulder injury, a preseason injury to Colin Costran has kept him unsuited for the balance of the season. But other than that, the Yeoman come into this game pretty healthy. Are looking to rebound from a couple of really tough, hard-fought losses in their schedule.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, the fight that Coach was talking about has a lot to do with the spirit of your team, the tradition of your team, the tradition of your community. And that's the reason I'm not expecting any letdown whatsoever. I expect them to come out here and give a great effort. And I think our speed's going to be the difference.
Well, Cameron Yeoman making their way onto the field. And again, we'll bring the coin toss to you momentarily along with our starting lineups. And then it's the national anthem and the opening kickoff of this one. Elsewhere around District 10, 3A Division 1, Florence will be traveling to Academy. And the Rockdale Tigers have a tough one, Coach. They are going down to Lago Vista.
That will be a that'll give us a good indication of really both of those teams, because we know how good Rockdale is. Well, they were against us, but when they go up against Lago Vista, Lago Vista's been hot and cold, but usually when it gets playoff time, they're pretty hot. So it'll be interesting. I'm anxious to see what that result is.
And, you know, Lago's got a reputation of knocking off top-ranked teams.
Yes, they do.
They knocked off two number one teams in their regular season last year, and they always play. They always seem to find a way to get up and on top of those top-ranked teams, especially when they're playing at home. So that should be a good one down in Lago Vista. Cameron Yeoman on the field. The Trojans about to make their way onto the field, and we'll have our coin toss live from midfield in a moment as we are counting down to kickoff here from Trojan Stadium. 5 minutes remaining in the pregame as we'll get to that coin toss right after this.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host Cameron.com.
Lots of maroon here in Troy tonight as, of course, both teams sport what I guess more widely commonly known as Aggie maroon.
That's correct.
Yeah, and both teams have that deep, rich maroon for their school colors. Captains for tonight for the Cameron Yeoman are going to be Lance Green, along with John Washington. And I think that is Eric Sanchez. And it looks like we will have tonight's national anthem before we meet at midfield for the coin toss. Here is tonight's national anthem. Tonight's national anthem by the Troy Marching Band. We welcome you to tonight's broadcast, and we thank VBM in Temple for our streaming services. If you're listening, if you're one of the hundreds of Yeoman followers by way of Internet, we welcome you at KMIL.com. And if you're listening to us on the radio at 105.1 The Ranch, we welcome you as well. Also, captain for tonight is Ryan Cullen. As the captains meet at midfield, we'll take it down to the stadium for tonight's coin toss. Our coin toss tonight brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
Cameron will be a victim. Tails, okay, he'll call it, we'll repeat it, we'll flip it. Before we look at it, you tell me again what he called, okay? Any questions there? What would you like to call?
Tails.
He said tails. And what is tails and it is heads. You've won the toss?
You want to defer.
You want to defer. Okay, give me just a second to put this away so don't lose it.
There you hear the Troy Trojans win the toss and elect to defer. So the Cameron Yeoman will be getting the ball first here in the first quarter. And as they make their way to their respective end zones, let's see. The Cameron Yeoman will be defending the north end zone and will be moving from our right to left in the first quarter of play. That is away from the clock scoreboard, which is in the north end zone. Our coin toss tonight brought to you live by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas family since 1908. Now our starting lineups, Coach, presented by Supal Prater Equipment, our starting lineups for the Yo offense.
All right, for the offense, at our four wide receivers, we have Sakori Smith, Vincent Vargas, Aaron Sims, and Jordan Wells. At the quarterback, we have Reed Nickerson. At the running back, we have Trayon Smith. The two tackles are Eric Sanchez and Pablo Rodriguez. The center is Jason Anastasiadis. And the two guards are Tomas Salomon and Cody Eichenhorst.
And there's your starting offense for the Cameron Yeoman tonight, brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with a John Deere lawn tractor at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. Our opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Standard Lifecycle Solutions. Call Standard's Lifecycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. Back deep to receive for the Cameron Yeoman will be Aaron Sims, and I think that is Sakori Smith. And teeing it up for the Trojans is number 9, Jose Avila. And we are underway. High, short kick. Angle to the near side. Vincent Vargas will field it at the 31. He hits and fumbles the ball, and I'm not sure if he got it back. There is a Trojan on it, but the Yeoman did come up with it. That was close. What a way to start the game. At the 28-yard line, the Yeoman will have it first and 10.
That's the kind of thing that the Cameron Yeoman have got to avoid. You cannot give them a head of steam to get started, and you can't give it to them deep in your end of the field with the kind of ball control offense they have. So we dodged a bullet there.
So the Yeoman will come to the line of scrimmage. They will send Vincent Vargas and Aaron Sims wide to the right. Sakori Smith and Jordan Wells wide to the left. The ball is on the near hash mark as the Yeoman move right to left or from north to south here at Trojan Stadium in the first quarter.
And they've come out in a 4-1.
Reed Nickerson will fake a handoff, a reverse to Aaron Sims. He's got some room across the 35. Breaks a tackle to the 40, 45. He's to midfield and stumbles down by a tackle at the 47-yard line of the Trojans.
Well, they started out in a four-man line with one linebacker.
Twenty-five yards on the carry by Aaron Sims. And the Yeoman have it first and 10 in Trojan territory. Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith up the middle. Trayon is across the 45 to the 44-yard line. That's a pickup of 3 yards. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company in Cameron. Call 697-6488. Second down and 7 from the 44-yard line. Nickerson alone in the backfield as Trayon Smith becomes a slot receiver to the right. And a quick pass left side. That is caught by Sakori Smith. He avoids two people, breaks a tackle, and gets down to the 40 for a gain of 4 yards. It looked like he might not have gotten any. They're going to mark him down at the 40-yard line.
A lot of quick feet.
And it'll be third down and about 3 for the Yeoman. Now Sims, Wells, and Vargas all wide to the right. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. Third down and 3. Nickerson dropping straight back. Quick pass left side. He's got Sakori Smith out of bounds inside the 30 or right at the 30-yard line. That's an 11-yard catch or 10-yard catch by Sakori Smith. And that moves the chains again for the Yeoman. Another Anderley Lumber Company, first and 10.
Well, we had 3 receivers to this side, one-on-one to the other side, and Sakori just went down 10 yards and broke to the sideline. Nickerson's pass was right on the money.
Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. at the 30-yard line, first and 10. Opening drive of the game. Hand off to Trayon Smith. He's stacked up and spun down after about a 2-yard pickup. Lots of beef, Coach, between the tackles down there.
Yes, there is.
Second down and 8, a 2-yard pickup by Smith. And again, the Yeoman will flood the wide side of the field with 3 receivers. One to the left is Sakori Smith. Second down and 8 from the Trojan 27-yard line. And the handoff again to Smith, looking for a hole. Tries to cut back, and he cannot do it. He will.
Well, offensive line, Joe, is having a little difficulty handling those 4 down linemen and that 1 middle linebacker right this minute. They're just not moving them anyplace.
No gain on the forward progress back to the line of scrimmage, and it's 3rd down and 7 now for the Yeoman. They might have given him a yard, actually, for his forward progress.
Well, the Yeoman are going to throw the football. We're going to have to throw the football to loosen them up.
3rd down and 7 after the 1-yard pickup by Trayon Smith. 9 minutes remaining here in the opening quarter. First drive as the Yeoman started back at their own 28.
Look at that defense. 1 man down and 6 people standing up.
And the Yeoman call a timeout, wondering what that was themselves.
1 man down over the ball and then 6 men standing up about 2 yards back off of the ball, trying to cause a lot of confusion for the offensive linemen.
Well, the Yeoman just called a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with them when we come back. Opening drive of the game, Yeoman on the move. This is your football on the range.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Welcome back as Reed Nickerson rolls to his right now looking for a receiver and now finds Jordan Wells on a diving effort, but there is a flag down. The pass is down at the 23 short of the first down.
Well, they ruled it incomplete.
Oh, they did rule it incomplete, yeah. And we'll see what the flag is. And our apologies for our sound now. We're going to sound like we're in a box because we had to close the windows. I guess we could get our wireless mic open down there somewhere, but it is 3rd down, and let's see. They're going to be offsides against the Trojans. So they'll move it down to the 22-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and a couple, a short 2 for the Yeoman after the penalty marked off against the Troy Trojans. As the Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage, they'll send trips to the wide to the right, twins to the left, and Nickerson is going to keep it. He has spun down. I don't know if he got it. He may be short. One official has their foot on the 20, another short of the 20, and he didn't get there. He's going to be about a half a yard short, and it's 4th down for the Yeoman. Here we go on a 4th down and less than a yard for the Yeoman. Smith is in the backfield to the right of Nickerson as the Yeoman are moving north to south here in the first quarter. A direct snap to Smith, and he is spinning inside the 20 down to about the 16-yard line. Plenty for the first down, and that'll move the chains.
Well, I think the Yeoman have decided, I'm not sure, but I think if they ever see that 1 man and 6 linebackers, they're getting ready to throw that football around to the outside because there's a lot of folks inside.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman now. First and 10 from the 16-yard line. Nickerson dropping straight back, looking right. Fires. It's blocked. And actually batted backwards by Austin Tolosic, who is pretty tall and lanky, and he got his arms up.
Well, he's an outside linebacker who came blitzing in, and nobody was there to pick him up, and he just knocked the ball down. But they gambled on that one.
Second down and 10 now for the Yeoman. They'll send Wells and Vargas wide right. Smith and Sims wide left. Draw play to Trayon. He's inside the 10. Down to the 5. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
pretty quick feet for a big man, I'm going to tell you that. He had a safety come up around the 7-yard line, and he just used quick feet, broke back to the right, and nobody touched him.
A 16-yard scamper up the middle by Trayon Smith, and the Yeomen have drawn first blood on the opening drive of this one. Eddie Luna will do the extra point chores as John Washington will hold, and here is the kick. It is up, and it is good. And with 7:15 remaining here in the first quarter, the Yeomen take their opening drive and march 72 yards in 10 plays and punch it through with a 16-yard run by Trayon Smith. The extra point was good, and the Yeomen lead it 7-0. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Trojan Stadium. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman took the opening kickoff, almost fumbled it away, but took over at their own 28-yard line. It took them 10 plays to go the 72 yards. A 25-yard Aaron Sims scamper around the left side, the biggest play in that drive, and then Trayon Smith with a draw play that scampered right up the middle for 16 yards for the touchdown. The extra point by Eddie Luna was perfect, and the Yeoman lead it 7-0. And here is the kickoff, and that is also Eddie Luna. It's going to be driven deep down to the 12-yard line, picked up there where around to the right side, and there was going to be a face mask flag. Saw that coming.
Yep.
You could see the head turn on the runner as an inadvertent face mask, but there is no such thing when it comes to a penalty. Tyler Welch on the receiving end of that kickoff, and they'll tack 15 more yards on to the end of that play.
Well, Joe, we scored that on that draw play, but they were in that one man and six linebacker set. And what they do is they just, everybody has a gap that they're going to go to, and the offensive linemen don't know if they're going to loop around and come through it or just stunt right through it or anything else. But we were able to pick up enough of them for Trayon to get through there and make a dash for the end zone.
After the personal foul face mask penalty marked off, it's first and 10 for the Trojans from their own 45-yard line. They will send one man wide to the left. That is Travis Tomlin. Two backs in the backfield under center, and the handoff over the right side to number 7, Bailey Gines, and he is finally down.
Ball came loose.
At the midfield, the ball did come loose, but the Trojans recover and give him 6 yards on the carry. Maybe about 5 yards to the 49-yard line. That's where they'll spot it. Second down and 5 for the Trojans.
Now, that's what the wing T team wants. They want 4 or 5 yards. They'll even take 3.5. But they're going to pound you, and just try to eat that clock up and make some yardage.
Blake Mitchell goes under center, wing right, and Tolosic, the wide receiver, wide to the right. And the handoff is coming around the near side. Nowhere to go. The Yeomen stack it up. Back at the line of scrimmage, forward progress for no gain, and it's 3rd and 5.
Well, the Troy Trojans do not want to try to run from sideline to sideline. I'm going to tell you that. Cameron's got too much speed for that. They're going to have to pound it right up the field and complete some passes.
3rd down and a long 5 now for the Trojans. As Blake Mitchell, the quarterback, guiding this Trojan offense, and he's got an I formation behind him now on a 3rd and 5 and a man in motion. And Mitchell will roll to his right, wants to throw, and now he's going to tuck it and run, and he has hit at the line and dives forward for about 2 yards or maybe 3 down to the 48, but it's going to set up a 4th down and 3 now for the Trojans.
Would not surprise me to see him go for it because they don't want to give the ball back to the Cameron Yeoman offense.
This is actually a very short, well, more like 2. 4th down and 2. They need about the 40-and-a-half-yard line, and the ball is just inside the 40, I'm sorry, the 45.5, and the ball is just inside the 48. So we'll call it a long two needed for a first, and they are going for it. Here we go as Mitchell goes under center, wing right, a man wide to the right, and the handoff to the fullback. And he will not get there. He's stacked up at the line of scrimmage.
I'm telling you.
As the yeoman charged.
42, 60, 11, and 50, all four of them right there in the middle of that.
Eddie Luna, Trey Lewis, Ryan Cullen, and
Washington.
And number five, Washington, was in there. And also, of course, the nose guard, big number 60, DeAndre Adams. So it was a community effort for the Yeoman to stop that drive. And the Yeoman will take over at their own 48-yard line.
Well, we'll explain that the Yeoman have added one more defensive lineman down on the line against this wing tee, or against this slot tee. Oh, they're going to look at the measurement. He didn't ever get that far. Oh, my goodness.
They've already moved the chains. They can't look at the measurement.
They cannot measure it.
But it was not even close.
Can't do it.
I'm not sure what they're doing here. What are they bringing the chains for? They've already moved the chains.
Well, we're seeing another one of those
officiating
moments.
Yeah, this is unreal because they needed the 40.5 yard line. They needed the 40.5 yard line. That was a big blunder on the officials right there.
Absolutely. We've seen it at Furio, and now we're seeing it here. Guys who move the chain and then decide they're going to measure, and they have no idea where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, they needed the 45.5 yard line, and the ball was spotted after the run at the 48. They move the chains, first and 10 for the Yeoman, and then they bring them out to measure for a first down.
No, sir. Well, that is
a huge blunder. There's blunders, but then there's blunders.
Well, we've seen the bigger one where they picked the ball up and took it to the chains. So.
But nonetheless, they were 2 inches short, and it's the Yeoman ball. Quick pass left side to Aaron Sims, looking for daylight. Goes wide and is out of bounds at the line of scrimmage.
We're going to get a holding penalty on our wide receiver. He had to hold that block way too long out there, and they're going to get him for a 10-yard penalty.
7-0, Yeoman lead it. Good to have you aboard, listening by way of radio or at KMIL.com. We welcome you aboard as the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans here in Troy, Texas tonight. Always a good ball game. Lots of maroon both sides of the stadium. A holding penalty marked off against the Yeoman. We'll put the ball back at the 38-yard line. And it'll be first down and 20 now for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the right. That is the short side of the field as...
And there's no safety.
Sakori Smith is alone wide to the left side. And Nickerson will take the snap and drop straight back looking for Smith. Pumps once
there
and goes deep. And
Corey
is wide open. It is a strike. He's got it at the 30 and down to the 10. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
I knew when I looked out there at the alignment, three over here and one-on-one on the other side, exactly what he was going to do, and he did. He ran down about 7 yards, broke to the outside, and then turned it up the field, and he was wide open.
62 yards on the catch and run by Corey Smith. And the extra point coming up by Eddie Luna. Here's the hold, and the kick is up, and I think, Coach, we've found us an extra point kicker.
I believe we have, and whoever was holding that did an excellent job. That snap came back and was on the ground. He picked it up and put it on the tee just in time for the kick.
Well, get a load of this. That's a 52-yard drive, but a 62-yard touchdown catch. How about that?
That's correct.
For a touchdown.
Yes.
But the Don's Paint and Body scoring drive numbers on that one, two plays, 52 yards. The big play, a 62-yard touchdown catch from Reed Nickerson to Corey Smith after the 10-yard holding penalty. And the Yeoman are up 14-0 over the Troy Trojans early here in the first quarter. 4:25 left here in our Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play. And we'll keep it right here.
Well, the Troy Trojans coaches are down there getting ready to tell their offense, fellas, we have got to move the football, and we've got to keep that ball away from them. Because they've got way too much speed for us. The only way to stop them, appears right now, is that we keep the football.
4:25 left here in the first quarter. 14-0. Yeoman lead it. As Eddie Luna will tee it up for the Yeoman. And back deep to receive is Tyler Welch. And the kickoff is angled to the far side. It's going to hit and be picked up at the 7-yard line. And coming up the sideline now, bouncing outside, can't find any daylight, and smothered at the 18-yard line.
Great coverage by the kickoff team, and I'm sure that the coaches are very, very pleased with that because we've had a little trouble the last couple of weeks on our kickoff coverage, and they were down there like a blanket that time.
Jake Schmidt on the receiving end of that kickoff by Eddie Luna with about a 5-yard return out to the 14-yard line, and that's where the Trojans will put it into play. First and 10 for the Trojans. They'll send one man kind of split left with an I formation, and now that man goes in motion as Mitchell goes under center. He'll toss it right side and hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Great pursuit out here by Eddie Luna, Alex Ibarra, DeAndre Adams, the whole crew again out to make that tackle.
You. They were there. They were reading their keys. That's the thing you got to do against a wing T is you've got to read your keys and respond to it. And, boy, they flowed right out there in the middle of that.
Second down and 9. Forward progress will give them the 19-yard line. So I guess this drive started official. Sorry, the 14. So it started at the 13. Hand off to the tailback, Sider, and he is up across the 15 to the 17-yard line for a gain of about 3. And it sets up third down and 6 for the Trojans. Giving, third down and 5 now from the 18-yard line. They need the 23 for a first.
They do not. A slot T or a wing T does not like to look at this kind of yardage on third down. I'm going to tell you that.
Third and 5. Coming to the line of scrimmage, two tight ends, slot left, and the handoff to the tailback, Sider again. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage, breaks the tackle, and then Lance Green just punishes him at the 19-yard line and holds the Trojans about 3 yards short of the first, and it's a punting situation.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman are coming off of the blocks of the Troy offensive line better than we've seen them do that in a long time, and they are really putting pressure on them.
Austin Tolosic back to do the punting chores. John Washington and Aaron Sims back to receive as this one is going to be a high short kick. Fair caught by Washington inside Troy territory at the 47-yard line. So four and over on downs in their first possession, a three and out in their second possession, and the Yeo defense flexing some muscles here early on.
And the one thing that the slot T team cannot afford is to let the other team with an explosive offense have the ball this many times this early in the ball game.
Vargas comes wide to the right side. Trips go wide to the left. The ball is on the right hash mark, so that left side's the wide side of the field. First and 10 from the Trojan 47-yard line. 14-0, the Yeoman already lead it. Here's a handoff to Trayon Smith, looking to bounce outside. He's inside the 45, and he's going to be driven backwards after a forward progress down to about the 44-yard line.
Well, Trayon knows now that if he'd have turned that ball north and south, he'd have picked up probably 6 yards.
He was inside the 45 at the clearly at the 44-yard line before he was driven back, and they're marking the ball at the 46. That's a 2-yard robbery on Trayon Smith. Wow.
That is pretty sad.
Amazing. I still can't get over that measurement. Twins to both sides. Ball far hash mark. As Nickerson will drop straight back, looking left and going deep and wide open again, but overthrows the intended receiver, Corey Smith. Down at the 10-yard line, Smith was running 5 yards behind everybody.
Well, he rushed himself. Nickerson rushed himself throwing the ball. He had plenty of time and just barely missed him.
Third down and 9 for the Yeoman from the 46-yard line.
But as much as they're going to be worried about us going deep, looking for somebody to go down and out and catch an out pattern for a first down is pretty probable.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Trayon Smith again to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. from the 46 of the Trojans. Dropping back. Quick pass over the middle. Wide open. Vincent Vargas got it at the 30. Avoids a man to the 15, the 10, and to the corner. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. 46 yards on the strike over the middle to Vincent Vargas, and then Vargas does a little razzle-dazzle himself to get into the end zone, and the Yeoman, just like that, are up 20 to nothing.
Beautiful pass, beautiful pattern, and then he just turned on the jets.
And now John Washington will hold for Eddie Luna again as the Yeoman look to go up by three touchdowns here. Here's the extra point. It's up and it's good. And with 2:02 left in the first quarter, our new score, the Cameron Yeoman, lead the Troy Trojans 21-0. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
There are three companies in the U.S. who keep reports on your credit: Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Each gives you a score according to their report, and in many instances determines if credit will be available to you. You can get a free copy of your credit report from each reporting agency through www.annualcreditreport.com. It's important to know the score. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back as Reed Nickerson misses Corey Smith on a bomb for a touchdown, but comes right back the next play and hits Vincent Vargas over the middle. About 30 yards after the catch there by Vincent Vargas, but he finds the corner of the end zone, nailing the pylon for the touchdown, and the Yeoman are up 21-0. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, that one goes 47 yards in three plays. The extra point was good by Luna.
That's the first time we have thrown to the right side. Everything has been to the left side until that one pass.
Here's the kickoff by Luna, and it will be fielded at the 15-yard line, up to the 30, the 35, and down at the 40-yard line. Pretty good return that time by Jake Schmidt.
Well, the kick was not very high, and it was a line drive. He got the ball on the run and was headed back this way before our defenders could get down the field very far.
Minute 53 still left in this first quarter, 21-0 Yeoman. As the Trojans come to the line of scrimmage under center and a wing right, and the handoff is to the big tailback. He gets nowhere. Actually, I guess you'd call him a fullback. He's one of the halfbacks, Kobe Herring, a big senior running back. But the Yeo defensive line is stacking it up.
Well, sometimes he lines up as a tailback with somebody else at fullback. Then they'll come out in that set where the running back is now off to the side he's running to, and he's lined up like the fullback. But it's basically the same play. It's just who's going to football.
The Trojans still looking to pick up their first down of the night. Second down and 9 after the short kick. Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. Our apologies for that breakup in our broadcast. Not sure how long we had been out, but in case you missed the second touchdown, I hope you didn't. The third touchdown, it's 21-0. The Yeoman lead it. The Troy Trojans have the ball at their own 39-yard line now with a third down and 11 after a timeout. I formation. Qualley goes in motion from the left side as Mitchell will take the snap. Roll to his right, wants to throw. On the move, he's throwing, and he finds his man complete across midfield to the 48-yard line. That is David Ortiz on the receiving end, a rare reception by the Trojans.
Well, it is. It was a left tight end who came across the field. Everybody else was covered up, and whoever was responsible for him was running behind him, and he made the catch for the first down.
Moves the chains. First down of the night for the Trojans inside Yo territory at the 48-yard line. As that will probably be the last play of the first quarter. Under the line of scrimmage with 3 seconds left, Mitchell under center. He will get the snap off. It's a low snap. He goes from the gun, but he does not get the snap off. As Mitchell was showing the spread formation there. But the time got him as that is the end of our Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play. And at the end of it, the Yeoman lead at 21-0. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back to Troy Stadium, Troy Trojan Stadium, as the Cameron Yeoman coach had the ball 3 times, scored 3 times in the first quarter. The Trojans just picked up their first down of the night as they have a first and 10 from the 47-yard line. Hand off over the right tackle, and this time down to the 41-yard line goes Bailey Gines.
Well, they got a good job. They did an offensive line for Troy, did an excellent job there. They drove the Cameron Yeoman defense straight back for 7 yards.
Second down and 3 from the just outside the Yo 40. Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners. Here's a handoff on the right side to Qualley, and Qualley dives down to the 35-yard line. A gain of 5 yards and a first and 10 for the Trojans.
Well, we came across the line of scrimmage and got ourselves trapped, and he turned up inside instead of going wide. We've got to recognize that when your man blocks inside, you've got to get ready for a trap block that's coming.
First and 10 from the Yo 35-yard line for the Trojans. 21-0, the Yeoman lead it. Going wide to the left for the Trojans is Jeremy Ball. As the handoff goes over the right side, and that's good yardage. Inside the 25, wrestled down at the 22-yard line is Bailey Gines.
Well, he just went off right tackle. All they're doing is doubling down and kicking out. Doubled down on the tackle and kicked out on the end, and he found good yardage.
23-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojans. Again, Sam Berry and the crew at Circle S Barbecue. Open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron. Slot left, and the handoff is to enter, and he is caged up at the line of scrimmage. Colby Herring, that is. Maybe a yard gain on a forward progress, and it's second down and 9.
50, 78, and 22 on that play.
They erased the forward progress that they had initially given him and marked it no gain. So second and 10 now for the Trojans. Qualley is wide to the right, I formation behind Mitchell. And Mitchell will toss right side to the tailback. He is hit in the backfield and dropped. A shirt tail tackle by Jesse Valdez on the big tailback, Kobe Herring, and it's a loss of 3 yards, 4 yards. Second down and third down and 14 now for the
Trojans. Well, they were trying to zone block him, and he was not going to let somebody to his outside. He came off of that block and made a good tackle.
Third down and 14, and, Coach, you know they're in four-down territory here.
I think anytime around the 50-yard line, they're going to be in four-down territory. Down 21 points already.
Talasa goes wide to the left, one man wide to the right, and that's Herring. And from the spread, dropping back and looking as Mitchell across the middle, hit and dropped across the middle for an incomplete pass intended again for Ortiz, but it was well covered.
Well, Flores and 42, Cullen were both on top of that play.
Sets up a fourth down and 14 now for the Trojans from the Yo 26-yard line. Tolosic checks back in. Luna checks out, and Alex Ibarra checks in defensively for the Yeoman. Wide to the left goes Travis Tomlin. One man wide to the right is Herring. And again, a spread formation as Mitchell dropping back, looking, has time now. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket. He's on the run, and he is tackled at the 25-yard line. Great open field tackle by Alex Ibarra for a yard gain, and the Yeoman have held and will take over on downs.
Everybody played it well. The defensive end just let him get to the outside, and thank goodness we had an outside linebacker who was coming up and made the play.
Alex Ibarra with a great tackle. And the Yeoman will take over at their own 20. Now,
not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
So welcome back to Troy Trojan Stadium. Sakori Smith injured on that last play, and he is being off, looking like he's working his left leg there. And we'll try to get an update for you. But he picked up 11 yards and a first down up to the Yo 38-yard line, where it's first and 10 for the Yeoman.
I believe he's a little wobbly. I think he took a lick to the head. Because he's not really limping. They were checking him out. When he got up, he was staggering a little bit as he was started off the field.
First and 10 from the 38-yard line. That may be the case. He looked like he was in a lot of pain after the play, but I got to go set him on the sideline and make sure he knows what day it is. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. And I think that's Jaylon Bryant in for Sakori Smith, alone wide to the near side. Nickerson dropping straight back, looking, and now steps up in the pocket, and he is going to be sacked back at the 31-yard line. Well, he tried to step up in the pocket. That's what you want to do, but the pocket just collapsed.
Yes, it did. That defensive line just got the best of our offensive line that time because we had number 14, Sims, coming across the field, and he was running wide open. We just couldn't get the ball to him.
So it is second down and about 17 now for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. Ball is on the near hash mark. Yeoman moving right to left. Nickerson on the screen play. Sets it up beautifully and has Trayon Smith with blockers in front. Across the 40, the 45, up to midfield goes Trayon Smith for a gain of 19 and a first down for the Yeoman.
Well, Nickerson did a good job of drawing them in. They thought they were really going to tee off on him, and then he dropped the ball out there to Trayon, and they realized their error.
First and 10 from midfield for the Yeoman. A light south breeze at their back here in the second quarter. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the far hash mark, or the right hash mark, as we see it. Trayon Smith looking for a hole, bounces outside to the near side, and stumbles down to the 47. That's a gain of 3.
Well, he's having to really, other than the draw play, he's really having to dodge around and dart and try to find a place because that defensive line is keying on him, and there's not much room right now for him to run.
Second down and 7 for the Yeoman. They need the 40 for a first down. 21 to nothing. The Yeoman with 3 touchdown drives in the first quarter. Dickerson will take the snap, and it's a reverse play to Sims coming near side. Sims picks up a block by Jordan Wells, bounces outside, and stumbles down to the 43-yard line. Short pickup. Looked like it was going to be a little bigger play than that, but the Troy defense closed in quickly.
They came off of their blocks. We had wide receivers out here doing a pretty good job for a short period of time, but they got off of those blocks and came quick.
Third down and 2 now from the 42-yard line for the Yeoman. The Yeoman have had the ball 3 times and have scored all 3 times. This is their 4th drive of the night.
Trayon's out.
And I think that's John Washington in at running back for Trayon Smith. As the Yeoman send Traylon Bryant to the left, and Washington gets the handoff. Breaks one tackle and fights his way down to the 40-yard line, and that should be close for a first down. On a 3rd down and 2, John Washington battled for all of that.
I mean, they're having to because that front four and that linebacker for Troy we're having trouble running the football there. And we're going to just have to throw the football until they start loosening up. Trayon's back in the ball game.
First and 10 from the 40-yard line for the Yeoman. Jaylon Bryant wide to the left. To the right is Sims, Wells, and Vargas. And Trayon Smith is to the left, and now Reed Nickerson wants a timeout. Didn't like what he saw with 4 deep in the secondary. Didn't like what he saw with the play call, I guess. He calls a timeout. That's the second timeout of the half. And we'll take a timeout with them with 12 left in the first.
It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
And we're back. Again, our apologies for that breakup. A long pass downfield broken up nicely by the Trojan defense down around the 10-yard line, and it's second down and 10 for the Yeoman now from the Trojan 40.
Well, they had that 3 or 4 safeties back deep again. And as Coach Rhodes says, we'll take what they give us, and what they're giving us is the short to intermediate passes because they're trying not to let us get deep anymore.
Second and 10 from the Trojan 40-yard line for the Yeomen, as the Yeomen are moving south to north toward the clock end zone here at Trojan Stadium. It is Jalon Bryant and Jordan Wells wide to the left, Sims and Vargas wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field as the ball is on the left hash mark. And Nickerson with a draw play to Smith. No. But that wasn't fooling anybody that time.
No.
It was a loss of 2 yards.
The offensive line has got to at least slow somebody down. And nobody got blocked on that play at all.
So it's third down and 12 for the Yeomen. As the Yeomen are taking a lot of time between plays. As they will send trips to the wide side of the field. Jalon Bryant again alone wide to the left. He has taken Sakori Smith's place, who is out with an injury. Third and 12 for the Yeomen. Nickerson drops straight back. Has time, sets up, throws deep down the middle, and this is overthrown, intended for Vargas, down around the 5-yard line.
And he was open.
But Nickerson just couldn't connect, and it's fourth down and 12, and it looks like the Yeomen might punt for the first time tonight. Or maybe not. Nickerson may do the quick kick here. Or, you know, the Yeomen might go for it. Who knows? They'll send the offense out. Twins go to both sides from the 42, fourth down and 12 for the Yeomen. And now Nickerson takes that extra 2 steps back, and he will pooch kick it. And that wasn't a very good one. It's going to take a decent roll, though, and get inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. So about a 14-yard punt on the quick kick by Reed Nickerson, and the Trojans will have it at their own 27. .412 left in the first half, and the Yo defense coach, well, Trojans found a little bit of success in their previous drive, but the defense stiffened, and they've really looked impressive tonight.
Well, they have so far. You're right. They've been coming off of blocks and stacking up blockers and reading their keys very well. There's been two or three plays where they've just been overpowered, but that's it.
Twins come to the right side. Under center goes Mitchell. He'll hand off to Herring, I believe, and Herring is stacked up after about a 2-yard pickup.
Well, on that play, the tight end blocked to the outside. They tried to double the people inside, and he led the halfback ahead of the ball carrier, but linebacker stacked that up pretty good.
That was Avila, and he actually picked up 5 yards on the carry out to the 33, almost the 33-yard line, and it's second down. We'll call it second and 6 as Tolosic comes wide to the right along with another wide receiver, and that's where Blake Mitchell is rolling to. He's looking, and he throws on the run. Washington is back there recovering, and Washington is putting a flag for offensive interference.
Number one pushed him in the back.
Yeah, but both of them were looking at the football as it was coming, and both people have the right to the football, and that's why there was a no penalty call there by the officials.
Well, you see a lot of those patterns. The one receiver goes down and breaks inside. The other one breaks to the outside and then turns it up the sideline. They call it a wheel route, and well covered that time.
Tolosic this time will come wide to the right, which is not really wide, but coming out wide to the right is Riley Suter. And from the shotgun, Blake Mitchell will roll to his right, pumps, and he's going to run it. And he is going to be out of bounds up around the 38-yard line, and that's probably going to earn the Trojans a first down.
Well, our cornerback on the left side came up and let a blocker get to his outside, which is a no-no. You never let a blocker get to your outside if you're the corner. And that opened up the hole for him to run through.
They are going to bring the chains all the way across for a measurement here. But it looks like they might have enough. Of course, I don't have a really good angle. But if it is not enough, I guess it would be fourth down, wouldn't it? Or was that second? That was third down, wasn't it?
Yep.
So an important measurement here. And plenty enough for a first down by more than the length of a football, maybe 2 footballs. Coming up at halftime, we will have our Ideal Poultry Yo High School marching band performance. We'll also check in on our Oscar store halftime scoreboard for you. We'll be drawing a name from the Rattlers convenience store registration box for a gas card. I formation behind Mitchell. He'll toss to the tailback, and that is Tolosic. Tolosic scampers up across the 45 to the 46 and out of bounds. That is a gain of 8 yards.
Well, the only thing I can say there is they did a good job of blocking that play because they cut down two of our defensive linemen who were trying to get to the outside, never got there. The cornerback turned him inside, but there was no help. Well-executed play.
Second down and two now for the Trojans. Slot left, two backs behind Mitchell. He'll hand off to Sider, who is going to be caged up after a two-yard, maybe three-yard pickup. Enough, most definitely, for a first and 10 for the Trojans. Sider on the carry by the Trojans.
Well, Cameron Yeoman will let them have all of those they want. There's 3:08 to go in the half.
First and 10 for...
Rattlers Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattlers Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattlers Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Seal it up for less during October at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. Right now, you'll get fillet spray foam in a 10-ounce can for just $3.49. This handy tool permanently seals cracks and openings. Also during October, pick up a 5-pack of Ace CFL light bulbs. Perfect for everyday lighting and long-lasting, too. Get your bulb package now for just $13.49 while supplies last at Anderle Lumber Company, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
3G, welcome back. I'm not sure exactly how long we're losing our broadcast, and I'll have to change to our other system at halftime. But the Cameron Yeoman are facing a, or the Trojans are facing a fourth down and three from the 44-yard line. Yo defense have already caused a turnover on downs twice tonight. Could be their third time here as the Trojans take a timeout to talk about this. And now it looks like Tolosic, the punter, is in to punt it away.
If I'm the defense, I'm playing fake. Fake.
Yeah, and nobody is back to receive this punt as Tolosic. The Yeoman are and now backpedaling is Washington, and Tolosic does punt it. It's a high, short punt. It's going to hit at the 22 and take a lateral bounce out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. Well, the Yeoman have a minute 39 to work with on the halftime clock, and they are 82 yards away.
Well, they have tried to take away the short passes, and we hit them deep, burned them twice, and now they have gone to trying to keep us from getting our speed deep and they're giving us the short to intermediate passes.
And they do.
We just got to be patient and go with them.
Yeah, they've got four players more than 5 yards off the ball.
So Corey is back.
Trips go wide to the right, and Nickerson dropping back now flush to his right and looking, and now he's got to tuck it and run, and he's got good yardage. He'll pick up 10, maybe 11 yards and move the chains for the Yeoman and stop the clock with the out-of-bounds play. To the 30-yard line, that's a or the 29-yard line, that's an 11-yard pickup by Reed Nickerson on what was initially a pass play but couldn't find an open receiver. Trips come to the near side this time, and one of those is Sakori Smith, who was injured in the previous drive. One man wide to the right is Vincent Vargas, and Nickerson drops back, and now he's looking across the middle, got Vargas at the 39-yard line. A 9-yard run, catch, and Vargas was hit and dropped immediately. No yards after the catch, and it's going to be second. No, they're going to move the chains on a 10-yard pickup. Move the chains, and the Yeomen are lining up for their next play. So give Vincent Vargas 10 yards on that catch. Twins to both sides. Ball is on the right hash mark as the Yeomen are moving toward the clock end zone. Dropping back is Nickerson. Rolling right now and directing traffic, and now throws on the run as Vincent Vargas was coming back and could not make the catch. Pass it a little bit low down across midfield.
Well, this right outside linebacker came in, and Corey Smith was going to block him, and he must have jumped 4 foot in the air to go over his head. And, of course, we were going the other way, which was helpful.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips to the wide side of the field, that is the left side, as one man wide to the right is Vargas, and Nickerson, big rush, had a quick pass out to Trayon Smith, and he can't hold on in the backfield. And Nickerson was nailed by Tolosic. Gets up slow, but he's okay.
Every time 34 comes off the corner, we do not have anybody picking him up. He's disguising it pretty good, but somebody's got to be looking for him. He's the only one coming off the corner. The others aren't coming, just 34. And Nickerson took a real lick that time in the back.
That is Tolosic, number 34. Twins go to both sides. Ball on the far hash mark. Third and 10. Nickerson on the draw play to Trayon Smith. And Trayon bounces around. He's across the 45 up to the 49-yard line. He needed midfield. And the Yeoman will have a decision to make here on fourth and one.
Well,
the Yeoman call a timeout. There's your answer.
Yes, sir.
They're going for it. On a fourth and one from the 49-yard line, the Yeoman used their final timeout of the half. They had to burn two timeouts because of some confusion or maybe a different look on defense both times, I think.
Yep. But it doesn't make any difference what they line up in out there. I've been watching their secondary, and they definitely are either trying to take away the short pass and giving you the deep one, or they're lining up deep and trying to keep you from getting back there. And in doing so, they're giving you the short and intermediate passes, and you just have to have patience. And, of course, somebody's got to block 34, but you got to have the patience to go to those short ones and let those guys run after they make the catch.
Well, we'll have the Oscar Storr High School halftime scoreboard for you coming up in a moment, but looking at the other district games, Florence is beating Academy 17-14 at the half, and Rockdale is up on Lago Vista 20-7 with about 4 minutes left in the half. Right here, it's 21-0 Yeoman over the Troy Trojans. And we have 30 seconds left in the half. The Yeoman with no timeouts. It's fourth down and a yard. Nickerson dropping back. He's going to throw a little pass out to Sims. And it's too low, and Sims couldn't come up with it. And it'll go over on downs.
Boy, he was upset, too, because he had lots of yardage if that ball had been there. But it was down below his knees.
And it's first and 10 now for the Trojans with 25 seconds left at the Yo 49-yard line. And what will the Trojans try to do here? Tolosic is going to be the tailback. They'll send one man wide to the right as Qualley. And Mitchell under center tosses right to Tolosic, and he's going to go deep. And this one is going to be way off the mark, but Quali was downfield inside the 20 and covered by the Yeoman.
Yeah, we had one short and one deep, and he wasn't going to get that ball.
Second down and 10. That burned 5 seconds off the clock. And the ball is at the 49-yard line. The Yeoman lead this one 21-0. All three touchdowns coming in the first quarter. We've had a scoreless second quarter. Tight formation now with a slot left and two backs. The slot is Quali in motion, and a fumble on the snap and a scramble for it, and a flag comes in as well.
Well, we jumped off sides, jumped in the neutral zone. First it was the defensive end, then it was the defensive tackle.
Well, the fumble was recovered by the Trojans at any rate, so they'll mark 5 yards off against the Yeoman. 19 seconds left in the half, and it will be second down and 5 now from the 44.
Defensive linemen move on the snap of the ball, not what anything's happening on the offensive side.
Yeah, that's the rule, but they do that in college, and they do it to pros. It's just an aggression thing that sometimes overcomes you. Here's a Quali on a handoff, and he is breaking tackles and spinning inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line, a gain of 11 for Quali, and it's another first down, and they'll move the chains with 14 seconds left. They'll stop the clock momentarily while the chains are being moved, but the Trojans use their final timeout of the half, hoping to get some points here. We'll take a break with them. 14 seconds left on the clock, and the Yeoman lead it 21-0. Here in the second quarter, you're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and love seats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and fireplace extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Well, the Trojans will line up with a wad of receivers. Three receivers grouped wide to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation for Blake Mitchell. Herring in the backfield with him. And Mitchell will roll to his right looking for one of those three receivers. And he throws one over the middle in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. That was Jake Schmidt down at about the 18-yard line. And it's third and 10. 9 seconds left in the half.
Johnny Alexander was on top of that play just about the time the ball hit his hands. He hit the receiver and could not hold on.
Second down and 10, but more importantly is the time on the clock. Time for a couple of more plays probably. As Mitchell from the shotgun, and again three receivers and a diamond formation to the right. Rolling right is Mitchell looking, and now he's going to be flushed, and he's going to throw one deep. This one's up for grabs, and it's going to be batted away by John Washington down around the goal line. And that leaves 1 second on the clock, and Mitchell is down.
Down, yep. He took a pretty good lick. He reversed himself, went back to his left, and then set up to throw it, and just about the time he was cut loose, one of those defensive linemen made contact with him, and he may just be the breath knocked out of him, but he took a pretty good lick.
Well, he's got a pretty good arm, Coach. That ball was thrown 45 yards in the air about. For not really utilizing the passing offense, he's got a pretty good arm.
Yep.
1 second left on the clock, and Mitchell is going to come out, and he will be replaced, I believe, by Bailey Gines, maybe, who checks in offensively as Mitchell is going to come regroup on the sidelines. One play remaining here in the first half, barring a defensive penalty. Third down and 10 from the Yo 33-yard line. 21-0, Yeoman lead it. All three touchdowns coming in their first three drives and all in the first quarter. Tolosic wide to the right. Two backs dropping back and throwing a lob pass deep to Tolosic, and this one is intercepted by Jaylon Bryant. Coming back the other way, Bryant is across the 30, the 35, and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. on the final play of the first half. We go to the locker rooms at the halftime with our score 21-0. Our Germania halftime report will be coming up shortly. You're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania insurance agent in Cameron.
And we are back for our Germania Halftime Report. And during our Halftime Report, we will review the halftime stats for you. We'll get a look at the coach's corner, what the coach says the coaches are saying in the locker room.
We think.
Well, it's an educated guess.
Yes, okay. All right.
We'll also bring you the halftime performance of the Yo High School Marching Band, who marches first, being the visiting team. That is presented each and every halftime by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We've also got our gas card drawing for our Rattlers $30 gas card if the Yeoman can score a touchdown in the third quarter. All that coming up in our Germania halftime report, and we'll kind of recap the way the first half laid out for you. But first, the Yo High School Marching Band making their way onto the Trojan Stadium floor for tonight's halftime performance. Coach, your thoughts about the first half?
Well, the Cameron Yeoman just took the ball and went down the field and used their speed to score 21 points. That's all there was to that. We're not able to run the football other than Sims coming around on the counter, but they've got Trayon Smith pretty well bottled up. He just did a marvelous job of breaking that draw play for a touchdown, but they have now decided that they're going to bring the outside linebacker a lot from this side, and once we pick him up, then the short to intermediate passes are there. But the defense is playing very, very, very well here this evening. Troy just has got to they've got to find some way to maintain possession of the ball, because you can't afford to give the Cameron Yeoman offense the ball that many times. And of course, it looks like now anywhere from the 50-yard line on in is four down territory. So if they don't make it, then the Cameron Yeoman have great field position. So right this minute, Cameron is sitting in pretty good shape. And they'll be making some adjustments on what kind of pass plays they're going to go to and not worry so much about going deep. And Troy is in there talking about how in the world they're going to take the ball and drive it and get some points. You know, when it takes you 15 or 16 plays to go to drive down and score, and the other team can do it in four or five plays, that wears on you. And so it's going to be interesting to see what kind of adjustments they make at the half.
Well, they made a lot of in-game adjustments in the first half, namely going from the slot T mainly to a spread offense. And of course, I think the score and the way the O defense was playing dictated that. But
sure.
But they've shown that they can be pretty versatile. They've got a good quarterback with a good arm and some pretty decent receivers. But Yo defense just playing lights out in the first half.
Well, they are, and the people in our secondary have more speed than they do, so the idea of them getting loose is pretty slim. But unless somebody just breaks an assignment somewhere back here in that secondary, they're going to have trouble throwing the ball as well.
Well, we will join the Yo High School Marching Band here for tonight's performance when we come back from that. We still have your halftime stats for you. We've got our best statistician on the planet. He agreed. You see that?
I did. He knows.
Chandler Barton will give you the halftime stats after the Yo High School Band's performance here at halftime. Our halftime performance of the band is presented to you each and every Friday night by Ideal Poultry of Cameron, as the band is being introduced. Don't forget, we'll also have your halftime scoreboard presented by Oscar Store after the performance, and we'll be drawing a name from that Rattlers registration box to see who has a chance to win a $30 gas card. All that coming up in our Germania halftime report. Right now, let's take it down to the field for tonight's performance presented by Ideal Poultry. It has been presented to you by Ideal Poultry of Cameron, who presents the band performance each and every week during the Germania Halftime Report. We're back in a moment with our first half stats and our Oscar Store High School Halftime Scoreboard all coming up in just a moment. At the half, the Yeomen lead the Trojans 21 to nothing.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Come back to Trojan Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman lead it here at the half, 21-0. Chandler Barton standing by with our first half stats.
Here are your first half stats from tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans. The Yeoman have 8 first downs, and they've completed 7 out of 14 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman have 107 passing yards and 73 rushing yards for a total of 180 yards in the first half. The Yeoman have 3 penalties for a total of 30 yards and no fumbles in the first half. Troy has 6 first downs, and they've completed 2 out of 9 passes for a total, with 1 interception for 17 passing yards. They've rushed for 68 yards. The leading receiver for the Trojans is David Ortiz with 12 receiving yards. Leading rusher for the Trojans is Bailey Gines with 23 rushing yards. The Trojans have 1 penalty for a total of 5 yards and no fumbles.
All right, there's your first half numbers as the Trojan band is on the field now. And let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. First of all, in District 10-3A Division 1, the Cameron Yeoman here lead the Troy Trojans 21-0. All 3 scores coming in the first quarter. We have a scoreless second quarter. And when we kick off in the third quarter, the Trojans will get the ball. Florence is leading Academy in Academy at the half, 17-14. And the Rockdale Tigers added a late first half field goal to up their lead over Lago Vista 23-7. That is now a halftime score. Let's check some other scores from around Central Texas. And a lot of these will be halftime scores. Burton trailing the number 4 Bremon Tigers 35-13 at the half. Bruce Villetti is trailing Gerald late in the first half 33-8. It is Burnett and Robinson tied at 10 at the half. Rogers is up on Clifton with 4 seconds left in the half, 14-6 that score. Chilton is putting it on Italy 45-0. It is China Spring over La Vega by a touchdown at the half, 21-14. Snook by a point over Bartlett at the half, 13-12. Number 7 Crawford shutting out Axtell 28-0 at the half. It is number 3 Abbott over Avalon 68-6, and there's still 3 minutes left in the first half. McGregor and Comanche are battling it out at 17 all at the half. Let's see, Midway putting it on Coppers Cove 45-21 with a minute left in the second quarter. Cranville's Gap, let's see, that is, we have no update on that game. Hearn trailing New Waverly 29-6 at the half. Holland beating Rosebud Lot 25-14. That's a halftime score. Gatesville up on Lampasas 24-6 at the half. It is 28-14. Eastview Patriots doubling up on number 8 Georgetown at the half, 28-14. Granger is up on Somerville at the half, 27-0. Florence beating Academy 17-14 as they start the third quarter there. Number 3 Temple Wildcats up on Hutto 34-14. That's a halftime score. Let's see. Killeen high over Ellison 21-0 at the half. It is number 2 Franklin over Trinity 49-0, a halftime score. The Taylor Ducks and the Liberty Hill Panthers battling out to a 14-14 tie at the half. It is Maynard over University 28-7. Number 2 Mart is beating Valley Mills 21-7 at the half. Let's see, Moody over Riesel, 14-7 midway through the second quarter. Thorndale, 28-14 over Thrall at the half. Other scores, let's see, Aquila is 48-6 over Golson at the half. And in a game that was played last night, Shoemaker beat Harker Heights 24-16. There's your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. As the Trojan band continues to march here at the half, we're about 10 minutes away from the second half kickoff. We're back with more on our Germania Halftime Report in just a moment. Well, I guess we'll keep it right here for a little while. 21-0 is our score, Coach. All the scoring coming in the first quarter. The Cameron Yeoman really looked invincible defensively and offensively in the first quarter. Troy kind of balanced things out in the second quarter.
Well, they did. They made some adjustments on defense in their secondary, and, of course, they were gambling. They were trying to take away the deep pass, which we tried to throw, and then they started bringing an outside linebacker that we haven't picked up yet. But there's some stuff there that Yeoman will go in at the half, and they'll make some adjustments and start throwing the intermediate and the short passes to bring them back up, and then they'll slip someone deep. But the Cameron Yeoman defense has really played well in the first half. They played. The last two series against Rockdale very well, and the one here, the first half here tonight, they have looked pretty good. Now, you know, it's hard to work against a slot T team because you don't run the slot T, and it's a whole different cat that's coming at you, and you have to play it so much differently. And then you've got a team here who comes out in the slot T, and all of a sudden, now they've gone to more of a shotgun back and forth, the shotgun and then the T. But I think they've stopped running up inside. They realize that's not going to happen, so now they're going off tackle and to the outside, and they're trying to throw the football. That's not their forte. That's not what they do best, and they're going to get – I'm predicting they're going to get one picked off, if not two, here in the second half if they come out and throw the ball as much as they did in that second quarter. But the Cameron Yeoman defense has played very well. And, of course, I don't expect anything to change at the half.
Well, the old defense really looking sharp tonight. They have forced three turnover on downs in the first half. And one of those was at the Yeo 48-yard line. Another was at the Yeo 25-yard line. And another at the, that was probably the only two. However, the last possession of the half ended in a Jaylon Bryant interception on a kind of a last-ditch effort to get some points as time expired. So it's hard to
you know, it on the books it's a turnover, but really, you know, as it turns out, as it in play, it's not really counting for anything.
That's correct. They pitched it out to the tailback trying to draw everybody up, and the yeoman, knowing it's the last play of the game, weren't coming up, and he just threw it down there, and they picked it off.
So really, you know, it's other than an inadvertent face mask penalty and a couple of holding penalties, and this has been a very kind of disciplined, clean first half. There was no turnovers other than that last-ditch effort on the last play of the first half. There was just good, hard-nosed football.
Well, there were only four penalties by both teams for 35 yards, and that is a real improvement for the Cameron Yeoman. Like we said, that inadvertent face mask, one holding penalty, and one of our guys jumped on defense, jumped off sides. But other than that, it's been a well-played football game.
Well, the Trojan band completing their halftime performance here. And we will take one more break here in our Germania Halftime Report. We'll be back and draw a name for that Rattlers $30 gas card. And remember, if we draw your name, you, of course, had to go by Rattlers and register, and we score in the third quarter, you win a $30 gas card from Rattlers.
We'd love to give that away.
Yes, we would. Of course, if by chance we don't score in the third quarter, well, we'll carry that over and try to give a $60 gas card away next week. But at the half, the Yeoman lead it 21-0, and we're back with our final words on the Germania Halftime Report after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Trojan Stadium as we are in the final minutes of our halftime report here presented by Germania Insurance. And let's draw a name. You want to know how we're going to draw that name, aren't you?
I figured we were going to draw it. How? I don't care.
We do have a name from the registration box at Rattlers, and it is Lily Yvonne. Lily, if we score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win a $30 gas card from Rattlers at 4th and Travis in Cameron. Waiting for the teams to get back out onto the field, and we are about 3.5 minutes away from the second half kickoff. Again, the Trojans won the toss and deferred, so they'll get the ball first in the second half. Coach, we always talk about that third quarter and the opening drives for both teams, kind of setting the pace. If you're Troy, you're thinking, you know, you really need to come out with some points in this opening drive. If you're the Yeoman, you're thinking, you know, you stop them and then score, and you got this game in control.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it's going to be interesting to see what Troy comes out trying to do here in the third quarter. If they're going to come out and try to open it up and go a little bit more with the spread formation, or if they're going to come out and go back to the slot T. Now, if they go back to their slot T, they've got a couple of plays that have been very successful against us, and they might come out and just run those two plays right at us, because as long as they try to run sideways, the Cameron Yeoman are going to be all over them. They're having more success when they run right at us, especially off tackle, and they're going to have to do that, and they're going to have to throw the ball and complete some. I'm anticipating, and here I go coaching again, but number 34 for them,
Tolosic,
is a good receiver, and I would anticipate them getting him, you know, setting trips or twins away from him and getting him out here one-on-one, because he's a tall kid, And trying to get the ball to him, working one-on-one, as much success as Rockdale had against us last week. Of course, they had 6-4 and 6-5. That does make a lot of difference, too. But I've been waiting to see if they're going to do that. And if they do, they'll come out in the third quarter and do it.
Well, of course, for the Yeomen, they want to do everything they can to keep Troy from marching down and getting points, because if Troy goes down and gets a touchdown, they're right back in this thing.
Well, of course. And the defense, you know, when you're coaching them at the third quarter, you were talking about, you know, however you come out, you know, the attitude you come out with and how you play in the third quarter. Well, that goes for the defense as well as the offense. That defense has got to come out and try to play shutout football, or at least one or two first downs, and then get the ball back. So, yeah, that, and one thing they can't do is give them anything easy. You got to make them work and go to the length of the football field.
Well, both teams back on the field during their stretching, and we are seconds away from the second half kickoff. We'll have it for you in a moment. Our halftime score, 21-0 Yeomen. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman Football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud, to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
21-0 as we get underway here in the second half in Troy, Texas. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support Cameron Yeoman football and supporting the youth of Milam County in both academics and athletics. Eddie Luna will tee it up for the Yeoman now. He'll have a light south breeze at his back as the Yeoman will be defending the south end zone in the third quarter and moving from our right to left as we sit here in the press box at Trojan Field. Back deep to receive the kickoff for the Trojans is number 22 is Jake Schmidt. And here's the kickoff by Luna. It's coming to the near side. It's going to be fielded over the shoulder at the 15 by Elijah Saldana. He's back up across the 30 to the 31, and a flag comes in at the tackle. And we'll see what the flag is. The return by Saldana was up to the 31-yard line. And the head ref discussing things with the rest of the crew. You know, they've got this big air horn down there, Coach, that's on a big cart, and we've kept it silent tonight.
Well, let's hope we keep it silent.
Personal foul both sides. Didn't see it. It was in the tackle. Both teams charged with a personal foul, offsetting penalties. And it'll be first and 10 for the Trojans from their own 31-yard line.
I hear the coaches next door in their booth saying, I didn't see anything either. So, well, I don't get it. It must have happened down in the pile.
All right, first and 10 now from the Trojan 31. Troy goes to work in the opening drive of the third quarter, trailing the Yeoman 21-0. And they'll come to the line of scrimmage in a slot left with two backs. And now Quali, the slot goes in motion, but the handoff is up the middle for no gain, maybe a yard, to Jose Avila, the ball carrier, as the Yeoman again stack that up.
Well, we jumped off sides. All they're doing is putting the guy in motion, and some of our young defensive linemen are jumping across the line of scrimmage instead of watching the football move. So we just gave them a free 5 yards.
So first and five now for the Trojans. That's real easy to do. If you've been a defensive lineman, you're coached to go on that ball, but you get that motor ribbon, and any little thing can set it off. Wing left, two backs in the backfield. Mitchell under center, drops back, wants to throw. Long downfield, nobody there. There was a mix-up between the receiver, Tolosic, who stopped at midfield, and the pass route intended by Mitchell, who threw deep down to around the 30-yard line.
Well, they did exactly what I said they were going to do, stick him off out there, isolated one-on-one. The only thing they didn't do was coordinate the what route they were going to run.
So Tolosic is out, and Jeremy Ball checks in offensively on a second down and five now from the 36-yard line. And Ball goes wide to the left with Qualley. Under center goes Mitchell with two backs in the backfield, and the handoff is to the fullback. He is hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Great play by DeAndre Adams for no gain. Third down and five now for the Trojans.
Well, they tried to run a fullback trap, and they could not handle the nose guard.
Tolosic checks back in as Mitchell gets the call, and then Tolosic will line up wide to the right. On a third down and five, the only yardage in this drive has been a five-yard offsides penalty. Slot left, and the handoff is to Qualley, who has the first down. Finds a little bit of a seam around the right side, and he's driven back. And he'll get the first down at the 43-yard line.
Well, there's where that trap play comes in once again. We're coming across the line of scrimmage instead of going down the line of scrimmage. We're coming across, and the trap block is hitting us, and there's a big hole. And they've been running that most of the second quarter and now here in the third quarter.
Tight formation, this time under center, slot left. Mitchell goes under. Qualley goes in motion. Handoff. No, it's a quick pass play. There's a flag as DeAndre Adams was pressuring Mitchell, and he couldn't throw a strike to Herring out here on the right side, and I'm not sure what the flag is.
Well, it's a defensive end jumped off sides again. They're not going on the movement of the ball.
Offsides against the Yeomen. So another set up a first and five now for the Trojans.
That certainly does help a wing T, slot T offense.
Yes, it does. So on the second first down of this drive, both times they've gotten a free 5 yards by the Yeomen. I formation, Qualley wide right. And Mitchell tosses left side to Tolosic, the tailback. And he turns the corner, lowers his shoulder, is wrestled out of bounds at the 48-yard line for a gain of about four. And it's going to set up a second down and short for the Trojans.
Trey Lewis all over him.
Wow, they got an even better spot. They got a spot all the way to the first down marker. That's nowhere near where the official was marking it out of bounds in front of your territory.
Well, you and I, we're seeing a different ball game.
Yes, we are. Second and very short. Handoff is to Harry, he is inside the 40 to the 39-yard line before Jalen Bryant brings him down. That was Jose Avila. Good yardage and a first and 10 for the Trojans.
And they keep making it on their right side and our left side.
From the 39-yard line, first and 10 for Troy. Qualley goes wide to the right. I formation behind Mitchell under center. And he will hand off to the tailback, Herring, who has hit and dropped for a loss of a yard back to the 40.
Well, our left defensive end who came firing down inside and just ran across the back of the backfield and made that tackle from behind.
Second down and 11.
That was Jesse Valdez.
And the Trojans have the ball in just inside your 40-yard line. And again, nobody wide. Slot left. Mitchell sends Qualley in motion. Handoff is to Harry. He is hit at the line again and dropped. He'll get a forward progress of about a yard back to the original line of scrimmage. But another great stuff there in the middle of the line by the Yo defense.
As Titus Lewis was standing right there just waiting for him.
Third down and 10 now for the Trojans. Picked up a couple of first downs on this drive, but both times they had a gift by the Yo defense of offsides that started their series of downs, first and five. This time they didn't get that gift. It's third down and 10 from the 39. I formation, Qualley in motion, Mitchell under center. He'll take the snap. He will fake and roll to his right, giving chase is DeAndre Adams. He throws downfield. This is broken up, almost intercepted by John Washington, down at the 30-yard line, and it's 4th and 10 for the Trojans.
Washington saw that one coming all the way. The tight end went down the field and then broke to the outside, and he was sitting and waiting for that one. He was just one step away from taking it to the house.
So from the Yo 39-yard line, it looks as if the punting unit is coming on for the Trojans. Stolosik is back to possibly punt, but they'll line up wide receivers to both sides. And now they're doing a little huddle behind the snapper. And now they line up the line of scrimmage. As Stolosik stands back at the 48, he takes the snap, and he does boot it away. This is a high end over end. It's going to hit inside the 10 and be killed at the 6-yard line. So a very effective punt by the Trojans after a 10-yard drive fizzles. And at the 39-yard line, the Trojans punt it down to the 6. That's where the Yeoman will have it first and 10. 8:30 remaining in the third quarter. The opening drive of the Trojans took 3.5 minutes off the clock, but they come up empty on another great Yo defensive stand.
Well, it's going to be up to that offensive line now as whether or not Trayon Smith's going to get a chance to run with the football, because he has had 39 yards and 10 carries in the first half, and we've had to throw the football, so it'll be interesting to see what we do here.
Corey Smith wide to the left. He's actually got two defenders on him. Here's the handoff to Trayon. He's trying to bounce outside, breaks a tackle. He is breaking another tackle and dragging another one outside the 10 to the 12-yard line, and that was all Trayon Smith.
Well, we were zone blocking. Everybody was blocking to the right side, blocking the gap to their right. He took the handoff, took one step right, and came back and had to fight off two defenders, but did a good job.
To the 13-yard line, it is second down and 3 after the 7-yard pickup by Trayon Smith. Stolosik showing that blitz. He's picked up, and Trayon gets the handoff over the right side, and he is up across the 15. There is a flag on the play. It'll be short, but not quite enough for the first down, and we'll see what the flag is.
It's offsides, number 34, that outside linebacker who's been stunning all this time. Mistimed it and jumped into that neutral zone.
Well, that will give the Yeoman a first down with the 5-yard mark off.
So here in the second half, we're playing, we'll give you five.
Yeah.
3 offside penalties, 2 by the Yeoman and 1 by the Trojans.
First and 10 after the mark off up to the 18-yard line for the Yeoman. Drive started back at the Yo 6 after a very effective punt by Stolosik of the Trojans. Trayon Smith to the right of Nickerson in the backfield. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman, moving right to left here in the third quarter. And here's the reverse to Sims. Sims is up across the 30, the 20, the 25, and now down at about the 29, maybe the 30-yard line, and Sims is hurt.
Flag came flying in late.
A flag comes in late. Sims is limping. Our most dangerous offensive weapon is trying to shake off maybe an ankle injury. He got the first down on a first and 10. He got about 12 yards. And then a flag came in late, and here's the call. Personal foul against the Trojans. That's going to mark off 15 more at the end of the run by Aaron Sims.
Well, we couldn't see what it was. It was over on the far side of the field, so... But it's a free 15.
And that'll move the ball up to the 45-yard line, where it is first and 10 for the Yeoman. The Yeoman will send Smith and Wells wide left. Twins go wide to the right. As Sims is out of the lineup momentarily. Nickerson rolling to his left and throws on the run. He's got Jordan Wells at the 45-yard line. He dives down to the 43-yard line. That's a gain of 12 yards. And another Anderle Lumber Company, first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Well, if he'd had time and didn't have to roll out to his left, we had a guy running wide open. But he had to come back for that pass and still pick up the first down. But, I mean, we had big yardage if we could have got it off.
It is Wells and Vargas wide to the right. And Darryl Flores is in for Aaron Sims, along with Sakori Smith wide to the left. Nickerson hands off to Trayon Smith, bounces to the right, now upfield across the 40, the 35, bounces outside again, spins a 360 at the 30, down to the 25, and finally down at the 23-yard line.
That's just fine, fine running. I'm going to tell you that now.
You'd think that big man couldn't have feet that quick, but he is a quick runner as well as a power runner. He goes all the way to the 24-yard line for the Yeoman.
Looks like he's wanting, trying to get a rest, but nobody's coming off the sideline.
How many yards was that? 19 yards by Trayon Smith on that scamper. And it's first and 10 for the Yeoman at the Trojan 24-yard line. Trips to the wide side of the field. Ball is on the right hash mark. Nickerson dropping back, looking right, and throws one down to the corner of the end zone. He's got a man there. It is caught. Touchdown, Vincent Vargas.
He went down and did the same thing that we've done earlier and went down the field about 7 yards, broke to the sideline, and then turned it up. As soon as that cornerback stopped dropping back, he ran right by him.
So the Yeoman marched 94 yards in 6 plays, and Vincent Vargas caps it off with that 24-yard touchdown catch. And Eddie Luna will try to make this a 28-0 ball game. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick, and it is all good. And with 6:24 left in the third, the Yeoman marched 94 yards and put the first points on the second half scoreboard, 28-0. Is our new score. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Welcome back to Trojan Stadium. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman took over at their own 6 after a terrific punt by Talasic of the Trojans, but it didn't take them long. They just marched downfield in big real estate chunks. 6 plays, 94 yards. The capper was the 24-yard Vargas TD catch. There was also a 15-yard personal foul penalty marked off against the Trojans in that drive. 6 plays, 94 yards. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 28-0. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, the fourth one of the night. Here's the kickoff by Eddie Luna. It's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line, back up to the 20, the 25, the 30, and wrestled down at about the 36-yard line was Saldana. A pretty good return. They'll mark him down at the 35-yard line.
Well, he was stopped there by Vincent Vargas and Johnny Alexander were the two that pulled him down.
6:17 remaining in the third quarter, 28-0. The Yeoman lead it. And really, Coach, Troy has not even threatened to score here in this ball game so far.
Well, that's right. The defense has played well.
First and 10 from the Troy 35-yard line. And they will send one man wide to the right. That is Tomlin. And under center, Mitchell will hand off to Sider, I believe. And he is up across the 35 to the 37 for a couple of yards. That is Riley Sider. And it's second down and 8 for the Trojans.
Well, that's the defensive end, Jesse Valdez and Titus Lewis in on that stop.
Second and 8. As the Trojans are moving away from the clock end zone from our right to left, or rather from our left to right, twin receivers line up wide to the right side this time. Blake Mitchell will hand off to Avila this time. He spins across the 45 up to the 46. That's a really tough run of 9 yards by Avila and a first and 10 for the Trojans.
That's the other play. That's the one of the two plays. One is the fake to the fullback and giving off coming wide, and the other one is where he just gives off with a blocker in front that they have made good yardage on all night long.
First and 10 for the Trojans from their own 46-yard line. They'll go to work with a slot right and two backs in the backfield, Mitchell under center. He will hand off to Sider. This time he's hit at the line over the right side and may fall for about a yard. But, yeah, Coach, if you're looking through the defensive eyes, the left side of the defensive front is just played an awesome game tonight.
Well, that was Jesse Valdez and Eddie Luna out there on making the stop that time with an assist from Titus Lewis again.
And the Yeoman have a five-man front as Mitchell will drop back, and he is on the run from DeAndre Adams, throws on the run, in and out of the hands of a receiver that had slipped behind the secondary.
Yes, sir.
And that was 88, David Ortiz, who kind of snuck out behind the secondary, and Mitchell scrambled and made enough time to find him, but he just couldn't haul it in.
The guys in the secondary, they've done this quite often this year. Look back there and see the quarterback scrambling and forget to cover their offensive man who's coming down the field, and it almost cost us there.
Third down and 9 for the Trojans. Slot left. Under center is Mitchell. A man in motion. The slot is Qualley. Handoff is to Sider, and he is across midfield over left guard. Down to the 45-yard line.
Well, they started everything to the right side, gave off going back to the left with a trap block. And, you know, if you come across the line of scrimmage like that, you're going to get yourself trapped. When the guy blocks inside, you're supposed to come down the line being ready for that trap block, and they've hurt us two or three times with it.
So that sets up a fourth down and a yard for the Trojans. They need to get to the 39, the ball is on the 40 of the Yeoman. Tolosi goes wide to the left. Qualley wide to the right. Under center is Mitchell, and he will hand off. He is hit in the backfield, and he will not get there. He is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. DeAndre Adams, Eddie Luna said, there's no way you're getting this first down, and the Yeoman have held and will take over on downs.
Yes, they did. Fine defense. They shot those gaps, and as soon as he touched the football, they hammered him in the backfield.
So the ball will be headed the other direction as the Yo offense is back out on the field. Another great performance by the Yo defense. 3:51 left in our third quarter. 28-0, the Yeoman lead. Our third quarter tonight is being brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support the Cameron Yeoman football team.
And we gave away a tank of gas.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
We did.
Well,
a gift card.
It's not a tank.
No, it's a
but it's a
gift card.
It's a good start.
It's a good card.
A $30 gift card goes to Lily Yvonne, our winner of the gas card tonight. Twins to both sides as the Yeoman are marching right to left here in the third quarter toward the clock end zone as Nickerson will take the snap. And it's a reverse play to coming around the near side is Jordan O. Going to the other side is as Nickerson keeps it, even fooled me. Faked the handoff to Jordan Wells coming around and kept it around the right side. He'll pick up about 6 yards on the carry before he's run out of bounds on the O sideline.
The thing about it is we're used to seeing that being a pass play, and he just kept it and calmly waited for his blockers to get out in front of him before he took off. Very calm on that play.
Second down and 4 after the 6-yard pickup by Nickerson. Trips to the left as the ball is on the right hash mark. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right. He's got 2 touchdown passes on the night. Handoff is to Trayon Smith right up the middle. He is romping across the 15, the 10. He is going to score. Trayon Smith goes 49 yards and the 5th touchdown of the night for the Yeoman. Well, you just knew he was going to break one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got in the secondary, he was ahead of everybody.
It was over.
Eddie Lou threw the extra point as Washington will hold. And we are 5 for 5 on extra points tonight, Coach.
Yep.
Eddie Luna, the sophomore, moved up last week. A breath of fresh air for our extra point crew. And with 3:35 left in the third quarter, the Yeoman up their lead to 35-0. We'll be back with our Don's Paint and Body scoring drive after this. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Well, the Yo defense held on downs on a fourth and less than a yard, and then the Yo offense took over, and it only took them two plays. I think that was the second play of that drive. 49-yard TD run by Trayon Smith that followed a 6-yard run by Reed Nickerson, the quarterback. Two plays, 55 yards total, and there's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. 35-0 is our new score. Don's Paint and Body. Well, you're talking about some quality body work for your automobile. Take it to Don's Paint and Body. Right there across from Brookshire Brothers on West 4th in Cameron. Here's the kickoff by Luna. It's going to be fielded by Saldana at the 16. He is up across the 30 and hit and dropped. May not even gotten across the 30. I think they're going to mark him down at the 30, and the Trojans will take over there.
Jordan Wells and Johnny Alexander on that tackle.
Nothing. 3:30 remaining in the 10-4 Logistics third quarter.
When you're a slot T offense and you're down 35 points,
it's not
what do you do?
Good, yeah. Well, they come out sending one man wide to the right. That is Tomlin. I formation behind Mitchell. And the handoff is to the slot, Qualley. And he is going to be up at the 34 before he's upended and a flag comes in.
I believe we got holding. The left guard or tackle one was coming after a linebacker and couldn't catch him, so he just grabbed hold.
That is the call. And that'll erase a 4-yard Garrett Qualley scamper, and they'll mark it back to the 20-yard line where it'll be first down and 20 for the Trojans.
Not what a slot T football team can afford. Maybe a 5-yarder, but when you start getting more than that, you got to get out of your game plan, and that's not good.
First and 20 for the Trojans from their own 20. They need the 40 for a first down as Mitchell will hand off around the right side, tripped up at the line and scoots forward for about a yard is Riley Sider. And it's second and 19 now for the Trojans. And when the Yo defense is playing the quality that they are tonight, it makes the task even tougher.
Yes, it does.
Second and 19 for the Trojans. Yo defense pitching a shutout so far, 35-0. And a busted play as DeAndre Adams will break through and hit Mitchell. But guess what? Tolosic picks it up and races back up across the 25, almost breaks it.
Well, we're young. That's the only thing I can say. And they relaxed. I mean, we had that guy for about a 7 or 8, maybe 9-yard loss.
And he fumbles it.
Yeah, and we relax, and he breaks through and almost breaks it.
Well, Tolosic actually picked up the fumble, but we had Mitchell down on the turf. I mean, DeAndre Adams just wrapped him up and smothered him, but he fumbled it, and Tolosic picked it up on a first hop going the other way and picked up actually 8 yards on that. Qualley comes wide to the right, I formation as Mitchell goes under center, and now the Trojans want a timeout.
They were confused about what the play was going to be because the tailback and the quarterback were not on the same page.
We'll take a timeout with them. 1:56 left in the third. The Yeomen in control here, 35-0. This is Yo football on the ranch.
Fall's perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
As we come back, it is third down at 12 for the Trojans from their own 28-yard line. As they will send Qualley wide to the right, I formation goes behind Mitchell under center. And Mitchell will toss to the tailback. That is Sosik, and he is going to break and turn the corner, and he's off to the races. Across midfield, and Eddie Luna finally upends him down at the 46-yard line.
Well, they just spread us out and got some pretty good blocks on us, and we opened up the hole. We've talked about this before, about you cannot turn your tail to the sideline, and when you do and a blocker comes on you, there's no way you can stop somebody.
So they overcome the first and 20 on a third and 12. Tolosic picks up big yardage, and it's first and 10 at the 46. I formation, Qualley wide to the right. Mitchell will hand off to the fullback, and he is going to be caged up at the 44, a gain of two. That is Bailey Gines on the carry.
Well, Jaleel Pope, number 54, had hold of his shirt tail and pulled him down.
Second and eight from the 44 now for the Trojans. Clock rolling, 1:25 left in the third, 35-0 Yeoman. Slot left, and the slot Qualley in motion. And the handoff is behind the line of scrimmage, a fumble, and the Yeoman have picked it up. DeAndre Adams comes up with the turnover. It's the first, turnover. DeAndre Adams recovers the fumble at the 44-yard line, the line of scrimmage, and they have their first quality turnover of the night.
You betcha. Penalties and turnovers, your slot T offense, you just cannot afford those things.
I'm not sure who shot the gap and made the initial contact behind the line of scrimmage on the running back, but it might have even been DeAndre, but we do give him credit for recovering the fumble, and the O offense is back on the field, and they're only 56 yards away. They lead it 35-0. Trayon Smith back in. His last carry went for 49 yards and a touchdown. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the left hash mark as the Yeoman in the final minute of this third quarter are moving from our right to left toward the clock. Quick pass right side. That is caught by Vargas. Vargas is across midfield, the 45, down to the 40, and wrestled down at the 36-yard line goes Vincent Vargas. 20 yards on that catch and run by Vargas.
Good blocking by the wide receivers on that side that time.
Vargas is having a career night offensively for the Yeoman. Trips to the wide side of the field as the ball is on the right hash mark. Vargas alone wide to the right. First and 10 from the 37. Hand off to Trayon Smith. He is spun down at the 35. Pick up a couple of yards.
Last week, they would not have pulled him down like that because he was going north and south. He decided to go east and west there, and when they get him going sideways, they've got a chance. When he's running straight up at them, he's going to run over you.
Second and eight from the 35-yard line. Maybe the final play of the third quarter as Nickerson checks the sideline and takes the snap. He'll hand off to Trayon again.
No.
And he's wrestled down behind the line of scrimmage back at the original line of scrimmage. And that's the end of the third quarter as the Yeoman will be facing a third and 10 when we come, or a third and nine when we come back in fourth quarter action. They lead it after three, 35-0. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Edward Jones is proud to sponsor the Cameron Yeoman. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. I'm Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Financial Advisor. Now is the time to make investments that can grow to provide money for the ever-rising cost of college. For a free college cost analysis, call me at 697-6511 or stop by my office at 315 South Houston. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And we are back as we get ready for fourth quarter action. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member and join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. I hadn't seen you there.
Do what?
At the Booster Club meetings.
You haven't seen me there?
I haven't seen you there.
No, you're right. You have good eyesight. That is true.
You get to watch the highlights of the game and learn and support the Yeoman. It's a great cause.
It is.
Stop in. You can just stop in Monday night at the field house. Here we go. Back to play, third and 9 for the Yeoman from the Trojan 36-yard line as we get underway in the fourth quarter. Nickerson looking for a deep pass down the right side, and it's too tall for Vincent Vargas. Yeah. And it's fourth down.
That's twice tonight that he's had plenty of time, and he's just gotten rid of the ball way too quick. Quickly, excuse me. English teachers are sitting out there.
And it's fourth down and 9 now for the Yeoman.
Believe you can run a guy down about 8 yards and turn him to the outside because they are worried about you getting deep.
As the Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage from the left hash mark, Nickerson drops back. He's looking deep across the middle, and it's in and out of the hands on a strike by Nickerson to Sakori Smith. A beautiful pass by Nickerson.
Yep. Ball should have been caught.
And that was down around the 15-yard line where Sakori couldn't hang on, and the Yeoman have turned it over on downs.
Just a flag came flying out. I mean, the Yeoman were going off the field over there, and they were coming on, and all of a sudden this one kid's over there from Troy, and the flag went flying.
Well, here comes the call by the head ref, personal foul against the Yeoman, and that's going to give the Trojans field position inside Yeo territory. After the 15-yard mark off, it will be first and 10 for the Trojans at the Yeo 49.
Absolutely no use for that penalty.
That's a dead ball personal foul against Yeoman. Must have been words said because I didn't see any kind of scuffle or anything. And it's first and 10 for the Trojans at the Yeo 49-yard line. Getting underway here in the fourth quarter. Quali goes in motion to the far side, I formation behind Mitchell, who will take it and roll on a naked bootleg to the left, and he is going to take it and run, and he has run down. Trey Lewis runs him down on the near side at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Well, the wide receiver on this side was trying to get out, but 22, Titus Lewis, played him as though he was trying to block on him and took him to the ground, and so that took care of that receiver.
Yeah, I think that was Trey Lewis who made that tackle, and, boy, but he did make a great open field tackle running him down. And to the line of scrimmage, slot left, two backs behind, and now the slot quality goes in motion, and the handoff is over the right side, and down to about the 46-yard line goes Bailey Gines.
That's that off-tackle play that they've been running with some success here in this ball game.
Third down and 7 now for the Trojans from the 46. Clock rolling, approaching 10 and a half minutes left in the game. Slot left, and Qualley the slot in motion to the right side, and the handoff is to the fullback, and he's hit and dropped at the line.
There's the trap play where the fullback has gone one way and the wingback coming back underneath. They've trapped that thing pretty well tonight, but number 60, DeAndre Adams, would have no part of it.
Riley Sider on the carry for a yard, and it's fourth down and six now from the Yo 45-yard line. It looks like they're going to punt it. With 10 minutes left in the game and down 35 to nothing.
They have a better chance of getting us deep in a hole than they do giving us the football here.
Possibly a turnover,
yeah,
I guess.
That's right.
Here's the snap on the punt as Tolosic almost gets it blocked.
No.
And he's faking a hold.
Yes, he is.
Because he was not even hit. And it was fielded by Aaron Sims, who is back up to the 25-yard line. And Tolosic is really putting on a show.
You're talking about an Academy Award. He may qualify for it.
Yeah.
If they can just get a film of that to Hollywood, he'll qualify.
Well, if he did hurt himself, he hurt himself coming down after the punt because it wasn't by anything the Yeoman did. But
he ran behind him, of all things.
Aaron Sims brings the ball, returns the ball back out to the 26-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will have it. First and 10 with 9:40 left in the game at a 35 to nothing lead. Two receivers each side for the Yeoman. Ball is on the left hash mark. Yeoman moving right to left. The handoff is, no, it's a reverse to Jordan Wells. And Wells is across the, or down at about the 29-yard line. A short gain and a flag comes in around the tackle. Could be holding out there by one of our
wide receivers.
And that is the call. That'll back the Yeoman up 10 yards. Probably one of the more complete games the Yeoman have played tonight. Pretty sound offensively, defensively, special teams. And it shows on the scoreboard against a 4-2 Troy Trojans. 35 to nothing is our score. First down and 20 now after the penalties marked off against the Yeoman. As the Yeoman send twin receivers to each side, ball is on the left hash mark. And Nickerson will take the snap, and he will hand off to Trayon Smith around the left side. Trayon breaking tackles. Another flag comes in as Trayon has run out of bounds after about a four-yard pickup.
I think this is going to be against a wide receiver as well.
And it is holding again against the Yeoman, and now it's going to be first and 30.
Well, we're on a march, but it's in the wrong direction.
They'll mark it back from the 21, rather the 16. It's going to be half the distance to the goal line, which is going to be 8 yards back to the 12. No, I'm sorry, the 8. And it's going to be first down and 28 now for the Yeoman. Ball is back at the 8. They need the 36 for a first down. But they've got three downs to get most of that.
Well, they've got it right out here. No safety.
Twins wide to the right and to the left. Nickerson surveying the defense, and now he'll take the snap. He's got a handoff to Lewis. Lewis breaks a tackle, and he's off to the races. The 25, the 30, the 35, the 40. He's at midfield, and he's across the 40. And now angles to the far side of the 30, the 35, and he's going to just coast himself out of bounds at the 24-yard line, Trayon Smith. Well, he had a step on everybody, but he knew he wasn't going to outrun them. 69 yards, 68 yards, 68 yards on that carry.
That high technology we got over here.
Trayon knew he wasn't going to outrun those defenders. He's running out of gas. He kind of used a ref out there as a shield. You see that?
Yeah.
And then went to the Yo sidelines and just kind of coasted out of bounds, 68 yards. And it's first and 10 for the Yeoman. And Nickerson will throw. Quick pass left side. That one is caught by Darryl Flores. And he is inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 15. That's a gain of 9 by Darryl Flores. Second down and 1 now for the Yeoman. Well, this drive started at the Yeo.
Look at the other side over there with no safety.
Trips go wide to the right, one man to the left. This ball was all the way back to the 8-yard line after penalties were marked off. Tolosic looked like he was offsides. There is a flag, and the handoff is to John Washington, and he is inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. It is a first down, a gain of 6 yards, and the Yeoman will probably just decline the penalty. Offside, Tolosic was again showing a blitz and got caught in the neutral zone. Washington picked up 6, so you'd probably just decline the penalty. And it's first and goal for the Yeoman inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone at the 9-yard line. Yeoman lead it 35-0 and are threatening to increase that lead. Trips go wide to the right. One man to the left, that's Darryl Flores. Nickerson takes the snap. He will hand off to John Washington, who spins in the backfield, breaks the tackle, still spinning inside the 5, and down to the 4-yard line.
Well, they ran a stunt on that side, 34, went all the way across from the left to the right side. They ran a stunt, and Washington just ran right through it.
They'll mark him at the 5-yard line, where it's second and goal for the Yeoman. Washington in at running back for Trayon Lewis. Who is getting a breather after a 68-yard run to put them deep in Trojan territory. Trips twins to both sides, second and goal from the 5, and Nickerson pumps one, throws across the middle. This one is caught, touchdown Yeoman. And on the receiving end of that was, can't see the number, Jordan Wells. Makes the catch in traffic.
He went down about 5 yards, took a fake to the right, turned inside, and Nickerson just shot a line drive right in there.
And the Yeoman are up 41-0 with the extra point coming up. Washington holds. Eddie Luna puts it through, and with 6:16 remaining in the ball game, the Yeoman lead the Trojans 42-0. This is Yeo Football on the Ranch.
You've been doing something with satisfied customers since 1984. You've been doing something right. I'm Jason Donalek, and that's the story of EBCO Development, providing quality new construction, remodeling, and roofing with complete customer satisfaction. We have the knowledge and experience to get the job done right the first time and are a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. Start your building project by calling EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. That's 254-697-2186.
Welcome back. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeoman took over on their own 26-yard line. They'd gained about 10 yards before two holding penalties back-to-back set them up first down and 28 from their own 8-yard line.
How many yards has Trayon got?
But Trayon would go 68 yards on one of those runs, and the Yeoman would go on to cash in on a 6-play, 74-yard drive capped by that Jordan Wells 5-yard touchdown catch to put the Yeoman up 42-0. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, the 6th one of the night for the Yeoman. And the Yeoman will tee it off with 6:16 remaining here in the ball game. Our fourth quarter tonight again is brought to you by the Yeo Athletic Booster Club. Become a member and join the Booster Club. Here's the kickoff fielded at about the 18-yard line and back up to about the 30-yard line. That's where the Trojans will have first and 10 after the return by Saldana.
The Not a good position to be in for a slot T football team.
Well, set the ball at the 30-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for the Trojans. With 6:09 left in the game, and the Trojans here, Coach, you know they are going to milk the clock and just try to...
I think so.
...keep the ball out of the hands of the offense. Tolosic is the tailback. Mitchell under center, and he'll get the toss to the left side, and he is going to be hit and dropped at the 35-yard line.
Number five had hold of Lewis's jersey. He's the wide receiver, and it was, I mean, he had it stretched out, stretched out, and there was no flag.
6-yard pickup. Let's see where they're. We've got a timeout, an injury of a yeoman over here on the sidelines. That is Titan Lewis, who is back up and looks okay now. Titus Lewis, as he will at least get a one-play breather here. 6-yard run by Tolosic sets up a second down and 4 for the Trojans from their own 36-yard line.
They might want to just keep running that play right there till we stop it.
Second and 4 now for the Trojans. Going wide to the right is Travis Tomlin. Under center is Mitchell, rolling to his right, looking for one of those receivers. Dumps it off, incomplete, and tended over on the right side by Jake Schmidt. And he was hit hard as the ball got there by Johnny Alexander. And Johnny Alexander might have come up on the short end of that. He is being helped off the field. Looks like...
Well, it may have been his breath
his
or
breath,
something
yeah.
like that, because he...
It was a pretty violent collision.
He put on a pretty good hit.
I think Johnny's going to be all right, though.
He has an injury that we probably can't discuss over the airwaves.
A growing injury?
Yeah, growing, yes.
Third down and 4 now for the Trojans. They'll send Schmidt wide to the right, and Mitchell... from the I formation, will roll to his right, and he's going to keep it. And he tucks it and runs, and he will not pick up the first down. He has chased out of bounds.
That's called running for your life.
Yeah, Jorge Martinez was hot on the trail of him. And it's 4th down and 3 now for the Trojans. And he runs out of bounds and stops the clock. Another thing you wouldn't want to do in this situation.
But when you're running for your life, that's the first thing you're thinking about.
So on a 4th down and 3, Tolosic back to punt. Here's the snap, and here's the punt. It was almost blocked. DeAndre Adams might have got a hand on it, but it's going to roll dead at the 42-yard line. And that's where the Yeoman will have it, 1st and 10, and we'll see a big dose of running right here with 5:06 left in the game and a 42-0 lead.
You think?
Ball is, nose of the ball touching the 43-yard line, so no offense coming out.
Valdez, what was his long
and
touchdown pass?
Coach, that's going over the air.
It's all right. I'm just talking to...
Yeah, you're just chatting.
The fine.
Twins go to both sides, and Darryl Flores will get some quarterback. He'll hand off to John Washington. Washington is across the midfield mark. He'll pick up 11 yards, and there's a flag in the backfield. And it's going to be holding against the Yeoman. So Darryl Flores gets his first quarterback snaps of the season. As Reed Nickerson, you can close the books on tonight. 4:58 left in the game. The holding penalty will move the ball back to the 33-yard line, where it will be 1st and 20 for the Yeoman. Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Ball is shading the left hash mark as Flores now will quarterback the Yeoman. Second, a first down and 20. He'll take the snap. Quick pass left side. That one is caught by Aaron Sims, who is across the 40 and wrestled down. A gain of about 7 yards for the connection between Flores and Sims. Second down and 13 now for the Yeoman. They need the Trojan 48-yard line, or maybe just a little bit more than that. Vargas, Wells, and Sims all wide to the right. Maybe Jaylon Bryant wide to the left. And Washington is in the backfield with Darryl Flores, who is now quarterbacking the Yeoman. And he'll drop straight back. He wants to throw over the left. Oh. Intercepted at the 40, down to the 30. And to the 27-yard line, Darryl Flores throws one right into the arms of the defender. And it's first and 10 for the Trojans at the 26-yard line.
Outside linebacker just dropped right back into that thing and was sitting there. Pass went right to him.
So Troy, with one of their deepest penetrations of the night on the interception and return, have it first and 10 at the Yo 27-yard line. 3:47 left in the game, and the shutout is at risk here. Under center, Mitchell will hand off to Tolosic. Tolosic is hit hard at the 25-yard line and driven back. 2-yard pickup. And the O defense is serious about preserving a shutout.
Yes, they are. They don't want to give up anything.
Tolosic checking out of the lineup. Obviously, that wasn't acting. as the handoff goes over right tackle down to the 22-yard line for a gain of about 3. And it sets up a third down and 4. Was that Riley Sider on the carry?
Yep.
And he is checking out. Tolosic is back in. Third down and 4 for the Trojans from the 22-yard line. Clock rolling. 2:40 remaining in the game. Yeoman lead it 42-0. I formation. Qualley wide to the right. Mitchell under center tosses to the tailback Tolosic. Tolosic coming to the near side. He's hit and dropped inside the 20. At about the 19-yard line where he goes out of bounds and stops the clock, and it's fourth down and short now for the Trojans. Titus Lewis, he is roaming sideline to sideline for the O defense tonight.
I think the officials, since the score is like it is, have gotten a little lax, and they aren't going to call all the holding penalties that are going on out
there. Slot left, Mitchell under center, Qualley in motion, and the handoff is to Sider. No, that's not Sider, that is Gines, and he will pick up the first down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Trojans from the Yo 15. 2:26 left in the ball game. 42-0. Yeoman lead it. Qualley goes wide to the right. I formation. Tolosic is the tailback. Mitchell under center. He tosses to Tolosic right side. And Tolosic is hit as he falls forward to about the 13-yard line. A gain of a couple. And it's second down and 8 for the Trojans.
Well, Jesse Valdez was the first one to get there to slow him down. And then Cullen came in to make the final tackle.
Qualley again goes wide to the right. This time Herring is the tailback. Under center is Mitchell. And he will hand off to Herring over left side. And Herring bangs his way down to the 10-yard line for a gain of about 3 yards, setting up a third down and 5 now for the Trojans. And the clock rolling, 1:30 remaining in the game.
54, Jalen Pope. in on that tackle.
Third down and five for the Trojans. Slot left. Mitchell. He will hand off around the right side to Quali. He was slung down by DeAndre Adams for a big loss. DeAndre busts through and makes the contact in the backfield. They'll get a pretty lenient spot, though.
Well, they faked the tailback one way, the fullback the other, and gave off to the wingback. But
now it's fourth down and seven after a two-yard loss. But more importantly, I'm sure for the Trojans, is the clock is rolling. 40 seconds left in the game. We'll try to get a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes in our post-game show. I formation, Telosik is the tailback, and the Trojans want a timeout. 34 seconds left. The Trojans trying to break pay dirt here late in the game. It's 42-0 Yeoman. We're back in 30 seconds.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
And we are back as the Trojans take a timeout and try to scratch pay dirt here. With 34 seconds left in the game, they have it fourth down and seven at the Yo 12-yard line. This drive set up by an interception by the Trojans, and they are going to try to break that zero off the scoreboard with a field goal here of about 28 yards. Here is the hold and the kick by Jose Avila, and it is up, and it is no good. Wide to the left, there is a flag for roughing the kicker, and he'll get another chance. 27 seconds remaining. That will probably be a first down.
Oh, yeah.
So they, may go for the six instead of the 3 points.
You know, we've talked about this before. You can get a lot of people through there to block the kick, but somehow they will avoid blocking the kick. And we had two guys break through there and were in great shape, and neither one of them touched the football.
They're going to mark off the penalty down to the, looks like the 8-yard line, where it's going to remain fourth down. And another field goal attempt here by Jose Avila. This one will be from the 15, a 25-yard attempt from the right hash mark. Here's the hold and another kick, and it is up plenty of distance, and this time it is good. And with 21 seconds left on the clock, the Trojans save face and eliminate a shutout threat by the Yo defense with their first points of the night. 42-3 is our score. With 21 ticks left on the clock, we're back to Trojan Field in just a moment.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. Cameron.com.
Well, Coach, the Trojans, it took them 9 plays to go 27 yards, and most of those yards were through the air with that field goal.
Yes, sir.
So, the Trojans finally break the goose egg off the clock, and with 21 ticks left in the game, it's 42-3, our score. Don't forget about the Friday night finals coming your way right here on the ranch after our broadcast here. During our post-game show, we'll talk to Coach Rick Rhodes tonight, and we'll have the final stats for you, pick our MVP, and our play of the game all coming up in our post-game show. Avila will now tee it up and kick it off to the Yeoman. It's a short kick. It's going to be fielded by Jordan Wells at the 32-yard line, and he is out of bounds at the 35, maybe the 36, with 10 seconds remaining. One knee of the one knee down, and the Yeoman will put a win in the put a win in the win column, and it was needed.
Absolutely,
Coach. You know, I don't know about you, but I am pretty impressed with how the Yeoman played tonight. I didn't know really what to expect or how tough this this game might be, but the Yeoman really dominated from start to finish.
Oh, they really did. Our defense has just pretty well dominated their offense all night long. And, of course, the offense has put up 42 points. So, you know, I don't know what else you can ask from them.
Nickerson back in. He'll take the knee down with the victory formation, and that'll do it. Our final tonight from Trojan Stadium in Troy. The Cameron Yeoman all over the Troy Trojans, 42-3. We're back with our post-game show live from Trojan Stadium in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
We are back in our post-game show now as the Cameron Yeoman up in the Troy Trojans 42-3 here in Troy tonight. It was Yeoman from the get-go all the way to the bitter end where the Trojans cashed in on a turnover to erase a goose egg with a 25-yard field goal attempt. And our final 42-3. Let's take a look at the final stats. Chandler Barton. Boy, I throw curves at y'all all the time, don't I? Chandler Barton with our final stats of the night.
Okay, here are your final stats from tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans. The Yeoman had 15 first downs, and they completed 13 out of 23 passes for a total of 131 passing yards. The Yeoman rushed for 228 yards for a total of 359 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Vincent Vargas with 99 receiving yards and two touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 182 rushing yards and two touchdowns. The Yeoman had penalties. Yeoman had nine penalties for a total of 80 yards. In the game, and no fumbles. Troy had 11 first downs, and they completed 2 out of 13 passes for a total of 17 passing yards. Troy rushed for 171 yards for a total of 188 yards. The leading receiver for the Trojans was David Ortiz with 12 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Trojans was Austin Tolosic with 53 rushing yards. The Trojans had 4 penalties for a total of 35 yards and 1 fumble.
All right, there's your final numbers on the night for the Cameron Yeoman as they defeat the Troy Trojans here tonight by the score of 42-3. Let's see, we'll take a quick break. We'll try to get a word with Coach Rick Rhodes coming up in just a moment. We'll have to get a little closer to the press box to do that. And we'll also have our highlights from tonight's game and pick our MVP and our play of the game, all coming up when the post-game show continues in a moment. Again, our final 42-3 Yeoman.
When you study the findings of the various agencies and companies who rate banks for strength and security, it becomes quite obvious that bigger is not necessarily better. Of course, there are exceptions, but you will generally find that smaller banks fare better in the quality ratings than the big ones do. Bigger is not better. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back as we have Coach Rick Rhodes down on the field. Coach, total domination tonight by all facets of the game.
Well, I told the kids all week, I really feel like that, you know, there's still a great future ahead for this football team. And I think when they play the way they're capable of playing, you saw what happened tonight.
Coach, it was a complete game. Would you consider this the best performance of the season by the Yeomen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the best game we've played all year long, and we needed to play a game like that.
Yeah, a bright spot maybe is Eddie Luna and the extra points.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been trying to get that sticker. You know, that's one of our goals every week is to make all the extra points. And we've been trying to get that sticker all week, all year, and we finally got it. So we're excited.
Yeah, finally got it. Coach, I guess one of the big aspects of this game that I noticed was we've had trouble stopping the run in the past, and the Yeo defense just played lights out tonight.
Oh, I was so proud of our defense. I was really disappointed for them that they got that field goal at the end because they played well enough to have a shutout.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we just gave them a short field, and that's my fault. I mean, to me, our defense played unbelievable tonight, unbelievable.
All right, Coach, congratulations again on a big win, and go to work on Laga Vista.
All right, good deal.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, of a complete game year, Coach Rhodes say, complete game. Even got a extra point sticker. You know, they have that board.
Yeah, I do.
Got to make all those extra points to get a sticker on there. And
you bet.
First time all year. Eddie Luna, really a bright spot for the Yeoman there as the sophomore played in his second varsity game of his career and had a great defensive game as well. Let's take a look now at our highlights. We have six touchdowns and six highlights. And three of those came in the first quarter. The first one came for the Yeoman on the opening drive for the Yeoman as they got the ball first and marched 72 yards in 10 plays, capped off by this 16-yard Trayon Smith run. And Sims wide left. Draw play to Trayon. He's inside the 10, down to the 5. He will score a touchdown, Yeoman. The Yeoman would lead it 7-0. The Trojans would be forced to turn it over on downs after four plays, and the Yeoman would go to work again midway through the first quarter. It took them only two plays to go 52 yards because of a penalty. This was a 62-yard Sakori Smith touchdown catch from Reed Nickerson. And Nickerson will take the snap and drop straight back, looking for Smith. Pumps once and goes deep, and Corey is wide open. It is a strike. He's got it at the 30, and down to the 10, he will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman will lead 14-0 at that point. The Trojans would have to punt it after three, and the Yeoman would go to work 3-for-3 in their first quarter drives. This was a three-play, 47-yard drive that was capped by the 46-yard Vargas touchdown catch to put the Yeoman up 21-0. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Trayon Smith again to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. From the 46 of the Trojans, dropping back. Quick pass over the middle. Wide open, Vincent Vargas got it at the 30. Avoids a man to the 15, the 10, and to the corner. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. So Vargas does a little razzle-dazzle of his own and finds the corner of the end zone there for his first touchdown of the night. And the defense would go back to work, force the ball over on downs after a 10-play drive by the Trojans. But the Yeoman would have to punt in their next possession after 10 plays. In fact, the Trojans would also be forced to punt in their following possession. And then the Yeoman would be turning it over on downs before the end of the half, where Jaylon Bryant would intercept the pass on the final play of the first half, and our halftime score 21-0. In the second half, the Trojans would put together a 10-play drive to open the third quarter, but would be forced to punt by the Yeo defense, and then the Yeoman would go to work again. This one, a 6-play, 94-yard drive, capped off by this 24-yard Vincent Vargas touchdown catch, his second of the night. Trips to the wide side of the field. Ball is on the right hash mark. Nickerson dropping back, looking right, and throws one down to the corner of the end zone. He's got a man there. It is caught. Touchdown, Vincent Vargas. Yeoman would be up 28-0 at that point. The Trojans would be turning the ball back over on downs by a good effort by the Yeo defense, and the Yeoman would put together their fifth scoring drive of the night late in the third quarter. This one would go 55 yards in two plays, and the big one was the Trayon Smith 49-yard TD run. Handoff is to Trayon Smith right up the middle. He is romping across the 15, the 10. He is going to score. Trayon Smith
goes 49 yards.
And the Yeoman would be up 35 to nothing at that point. The Trojans would fumble their next possession away to DeAndre Adams, but the Yeoman couldn't do anything with it and would turn it over on downs before the Trojans would have to punt after a three and out. And the Yeoman would put their final points on the board with a midway through the fourth quarter on a six-play, 74-yard drive. Treyon Smith with a 68-yard run in this drive, and it was capped by Jordan Wells' five-yard touchdown catch from Reed Nickerson. Trips twins to both sides, second and goal from the five, and Nickerson pumps one, throws across the middle. This one is caught, touchdown Yeoman. That would do it for the scoring for the Yeoman. The Trojans would finally score after a Darryl Flores interception picked off by the Troy Trojans that put them deep in Yeo territory. And several plays later, the Trojans would cap it with a 25-yard field goal to put 3 points on the board. And that's how our game ended, 42-3, the Yeoman over the Trojans. We're back in a moment with our MVP and play of the game, and we'll wrap it up from Trojan Stadium. You're listening to Yeo Football on the Ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rock and R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rock and R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rock and R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rock and R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
Wes, as does most often happen, the play of the game and the MVP coincide with each other.
Yeah, it does.
That's the case again here tonight. First of all, let's take a look at our MVP. Tonight, Standards Lifecycle Solutions' most valuable player
is Vincent Vargas. He had 99 yards in pass receptions, and he caught, and that was four passes, and two of them for touchdowns.
All right. Vincent Vargas, our MVP tonight. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Now on to our play of the game, and as we mentioned, it does include Vincent Vargas, and we'll set it up for you. The Yeoman were up 14 to nothing as the latter minutes of the first quarter, the Yeoman would take over at the Trojan 47-yard line. Three plays later, a 46-yard pass play from Reed Nickerson to Vincent Vargas put the Yeoman up 21 to nothing. This is our play of the game. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Treyon Smith again to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. From the 46 of the Trojans, dropping back. Quick pass over the middle. Wide open, Vincent Vargas got it at the 30. Avoids a man to the 15, the 10, and to the corner. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. And that put the Yeoman up 21 to nothing, and they really cruised from that point. Our play of the game. Tonight's play of the game brought to you by Buckhold State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckhold State Bank in Buckhold, Cameron, and Rogers. And that's going to do it for us. All around, great performance by the Yeoman tonight, Coach.
Absolutely. I felt like it was going to happen. Coach Rhodes and his staff have done an excellent job getting them back after being on a highly emotional ball game last week. And almost pulling that one out, but losing to Rockdale. And I know their philosophy, and that is that one's over, and we've got the rest of the season to go. And the kids came out here tonight and executed like they're supposed to, and you got a 42-3 victory.
Well, we'll recap the rest of the district scores for you before we take it back to the studios for Friday night finals. Academy comes back to beat Florence 35-17. And the Rockdale Tigers hold on to beat Lago Vista 33-21. And again, our final here, 42-3, the Yeoman win it. That's going to do it for us from Troy, Texas tonight. Want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt back at the studios. Jerry Bethel on the sideline, snapping the camera for KMIL.com. A big thanks to Josh Smitham, our sideline microphone handler. And for Chandler Barton, the best statistician in the world, Chandler Barton. And a big thanks to all of our sponsors. They make this broadcast possible each and every Friday night. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way after our sign-off here in Troy tonight, right here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett Eberhardt will have all the scores from Central Texas teams in action across the area. This concludes our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman tonight. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman control this one from the get-go. 42-3 is our final. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Troy, Texas.
This has been Cameron Yo Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports production. .051 The Ranch is KMIL, Cameron, Rockdale, Taylor. It's Football Friday in Texas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch presents Friday Night Finals. Sponsored in part by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, Standards Life Cycle Solutions.